participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless. Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless, and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, Don, the rock.
Just people.
Stop on the run.
Just people.
Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop the run.
Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, something tells me this is not going to be a normal show. But in times of trouble, who's the one guy you want to have at your side?
There he is.
Don't we have Veterans Day on?
No? Okay. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Postponeman, all the ships at sea. Say, are they kind? Are they unkind? Listen and see. Here's Sean Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to the Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Monday, November 12th. Okay, here's the phone numbers. National number. 877-365-3636. D.C. 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. We finally got the technology in place.
Very good. Get ready for it.
We're broadcasting today, of course, from the most powerful city in the world, our home, Washington, D.C. But we care a lot about New York. I think throughout America, people are concerned about whatever the freak is going on right now.
Yeah, a lot of question marks today.
Let me start by saying hello to Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz. Even in times of crisis.
Yes, please.
A guy who throws a hissy fit if he's not introduced on this
you
show.
You don't mind.
Yeah, it's always about him. So, once again, here's your phone numbers. Anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. D.C., your hotline, 202-432-1067. New York, you can call us at 877-692-1027. We had a giant jam-packed show today. What we've decided, at least for today, is to postpone the strip trivia, the strip pyramid.
The strip pyramid will be, you mentioned to me, later in the week?
Yeah, on Friday. I mean, we had all the strippers lined up, and everybody's here. We got, you should see the queer board that we have, the $20,000 pyramid board. And
everything was ready to go.
And we're set, and then the plane crashes in New York. Now, of course, we don't know what's happening, which is why we decided to postpone the strip pyramid show.
Yeah, nobody right now knows. There, of course, in a story like this, lots of things coming out, lots of speculation, lots of rumor.
Just say this. If it's nothing hinky with the Taliban, that's the goddamnedest coincidence I have ever heard of in my life.
It sure is. And, you know, once again, for people that are affected by this and seeing the firefighters in New York down there again, I mean, guys, hang in there. This is just another day. I mean, whether it's hinky or not, it's just another thing they have to deal with. And boy, very strange coincidence if it is that.
All right, again, so here are your phone numbers. We want to talk to you. Yeah. National number, 877-365-3636. D.C., 202-432-1067. And New York, 877-692-1027. We have all three phone lines merged today, ready to, you know, this is something I guess we should have done from day one with the show.
Yeah, and I'm glad, I know you were down here early trying to get this this set up so we could do this, and I'm glad we're doing it.
Let's go right now to Pat on line one. Pat, hello, Don and Mike show.
Very strange,
Hey, Pat.
Hey, turn, your, turn your radio down, okay?
Pat, you're on the air.
How you doing?
We're doing okay, Pat.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy here today.
Hey, what, you calling from New York?
From Valley Stream, about a town over.
All right, so what's happening?
Actually, not sure yet, but it's crazy. People are running around like nuts. They don't know what the hell's going on. There's a gas station right there.
I can help with that.
All right, well, thank you. Pat, thank you. Buzz does have information. I don't know. Now, you got to tell me the deal with the tunnels, if the tunnels are open and closed.
Just now reopened. The city had been under a complete lockdown. All the airports, bridges, and tunnels were closed, as well as the airspace over New York. A lot of that's true, but the bridges and tunnels are now officially open again. Across the country, airliners were headed back to their departure points. U.S. fighter jets continue to patrol the skies. After an American Airlines jet, Flight 587, bound for the Dominican Republic, crashed in the Rockaway neighborhood of Queens, New York this morning. 246 passengers and 9 crew members on board the Airbus 300. A dozen buildings on the ground affected. 4 homes on fire. I've just seen pictures of the incredible neighborhood blaze that firefighters are working on now. Witnesses report seeing a fire or an explosion in the air, and we have just received word as we were going on the air that the FBI is now investigating an explosion on Flight 587. Before the crash, which occurred just moments after takeoff from JFK at about 9:15 this morning, the plane had been scheduled to take off at 8:40 this morning. We do not yet know why the 35-minute delay. There were no distress calls before the crash. Nothing unusual was reported. Surveillance jets reported seeing nothing out of the ordinary. There are 2 crash sites, one from the plane itself and one from the engine. Aviation experts say it's not unusual for an engine to fall off of an aircraft in an accident such as this. They say what is unusual is that the plane would crash anyway. These planes are designed, in fact, the engines are designed to break away from the planes. So it's not unusual or necessarily catastrophic to physically lose an engine from an airplane. So aviation experts now are wondering why the plane crashed even after having lost the engine. The sky was filled at first with heavy black smoke from the crash. That's now dissipating into pale white smoke, but there's plenty of black smoke pouring from the homes. Hundreds of firefighters are on the scene, along, of course, with Mayor Giuliani. The Rockaway neighborhood was hard hit by the World Trade Center attack, that area losing cops and firefighters, as well as a lot of people who worked in the Twin Towers the day of the attack. Here in Washington, flights out of Dulles and Reagan National have been canceled. Memorial Bridge has been closed. We have received word, as I said, now that the bridges and tunnels are open again. The Empire State Building was evacuated this morning. The entire city of New York was on a level 1 high alert. And I have a telephone number if you are concerned about having someone on that American Airlines flight that was scheduled to depart at 8:40 this morning from JFK to the Dominican Republic. That telephone number is 1-800-245-0999. That's 1-800-245-0999, and that's everything there is to know right now.
Thank you, Buzz. It is a pisser. I'm going to go through a bunch of things that maybe everybody on the phone is going to want to get out later. But here's some thoughts that I have after talking to people and my own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
First, planes just don't crash. I mean, before this tragedy, planes really don't crash. Planes are pretty safe.
Yeah, if it was a coincidence, it would be an overwhelming coincidence, especially when we're, you know, when you're talking about, I hate to do it, the location that the, you know, where the crash occurred.
I don't think so. Also, you got to consider that yesterday was the 2-month anniversary of September 11th of
Veterans
that tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to consider the fact that if you want to scare Americans, who's not going to be traveling next week?
Mm-hmm.
For Thanksgiving, son of a bitches, whoever did this, and I'm going to assume that this is not just some random act. And now I know this is wacky, but I've had more than one person. As a matter of fact, I finally heard from Danny the Dwarf, my neighbor up in New York.
Oh, good.
Called to make sure that I was all right, and to say, do you remember during the concert for New York, the firefighter that got up? And we had the tape of him where he said, hey,
kiss my Irish ass.
I'm in Rockaway.
Yeah, right.
Come get me, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know, that now that's far-fetched.
Well, that would have nothing to do with the plane would came. You know, the plane
I know.
Came down. It's not like they could figure that out.
But it's just, it's a weird... Yeah, I don't want to use the word coincidence again.
I've talked to a lot of people, and, we obviously have to be prudent and wait and see. It sure sounds like now, if the FBI is investigating the explosion on the plane, that it may have, you know, it may be terrorism. I know we have to hold back before that's confirmed. If it is, and I speak for a lot of people that I've talked to, I'm mad, and I'm mad for one reason. Mm-hmm. I'm mad because Congress... dicked around with this debate over federalizing and privatizing the security guys that are screening bags. You know, I don't know what the deal is, and I don't know why this thing even took place, but I like to think it took place because of money, because of lobbyists from these private security companies. If we don't realize now that we have to bring the right people into the airports to do this and stop screwing around with the debate over a private company, a federal company, just get law enforcement involved in this.
And how the frig could somebody get, let's assume for a second that this is not just a random plane crash.
Right.
Which is, I think, what we're all thinking but afraid to say.
Right.
But we all, let's...
Yeah, everybody's thinking the same thing. You're absolutely right.
We all think it's terrorism. How would someone... This is not like... going in the cockpit and holding a knife to the...
No, this is getting a bag on board, probably, checking a bag with explosives in it.
Or sabotage or mechanical failure. But if it was terrorism, a sabotage of the engine is also a possibility.
Okay, how does this happen? We are at our highest state of alert.
It happens, I think, and I've seen... I saw the guy from, is it Argenbright? Is that the name of the security company that was interviewed on the Today Show? I hope I've got the name right. Mm-hmm. And the only time this son of a bitch perked up is when they said, do you think we should federalize or do you think there should be more federal? That's the big debate. And I don't get it. I don't understand why we're even debating this. I think this should be...
Pay the money.
Our airports should be controlled by federal law enforcement, period. And the Army and whoever else we have to have. And if it's a money issue, well, we're spending billions a day, you know, fighting a war over in Afghanistan.
Stop dropping the leaflets.
You know, pour the billions into our airports. I cannot believe that this turned into... one of those political footballs on the Hill. And I am as mad at our leadership on the Hill as I've ever been over this, because it should not even be an issue. You know, and they say, well, it works over in Europe when the private sector does. Hey, we've got a war situation here, and if we are getting into this, I mean, I'm just, that's what I'm pissed off about. I just can't get that out of my system.
Okay, here's the numbers. Let's go to the phones. 877-365-3636, national number DC, 202-432-1067, New York, 877-692-1027. Let's go to Pavone. Am I saying that right? Pavone.
Hello?
Hey, Pavone, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Dynamite.
Yeah, hi.
Buzz did a great job describing it. Just a few things I want to throw in.
Sure,
good.
There was a school in the area, and luckily, because it's Veterans Day, they had no school today.
Oh,
but thank God for that.
The triage centers have been set up at that school now.
Oh, great, great. And another thing is that they said that the fuel tank was full when it took off, and it's now seeping into sewer systems, and that could ignite. So they're getting everyone.
Well, you know, that's a hard-working neighborhood there with a lot of people, a lot of working people, and I sure hope that the majority of people, I guess it crashed in a residential area, one of the crash sites, and I hope a lot of those people were,
God damn, this is awful. Come on, this just sucks so bad.
It sucks so bad if it happened again, because we went back to, you know, basically the same S security that we have in airports. You heard the stories. People walking through airports. People getting through airports. They didn't change anything because it's about butts.
Let's go to Lee. Lee, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. No, we're not doing great.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone's doing great. But, you know, I just wanted to kind of make a statement and just hope that, you know, all of us Americans just don't jump to conclusions that this is another act of terrorism. Maybe it's just a very unfortunate situation.
I think we're doing the best we can, trying to do that. But
we're trying.
You know, we're like you. We're like normal people.
Come on.
You know, we're trying to do this. And I hope we get the news story that comes out and says it wasn't. We won't know.
But please, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news here.
No, you're just reacting normally.
But let's face it. How many times do you hear about planes crashing?
Yeah, you know what? We...
Not
We usually don't, but it can happen.
And
sure it can happen. I think we have to hold out that possibility, absolutely.
But what are the, all I'm saying is, and I don't want it to be this way, but what are the odds?
Mm-hmm.
What are the freaking odds that a plane's going to crash in New York after the two other planes already crashed in New York?
And I'm going to say it again, if it is, a coincidence, and it sounds weird to hope it is, because, I mean, there's still going to be massive loss of life, and, you know, it doesn't matter. But I do hope it is a coincidence, but right now we're all thinking the same thing. And I think Americans are pissed off about, you know, after September 11th, wasn't the major consensus in America that we don't give a rat's ass what rights are taken away? We want to be safe when it comes to traveling. Now, as far as freedom of speech and all our other liberties, of course. But when we're going into an airport, when we're going into a travel situation, you've talked about it at the train stations.
Yeah.
We want to see more. We were ready to have this.
This
is money, guys.
This cannot be a coincidence. This can't be a coincidence. Let's stop dropping leaflets over there. Please.
Well, I really think that, you know, we got to think about our borders still, and we have to think about how we're protecting people. And if this, where they're saying, well, it would be incredibly weird to think that we screen every bag that's checked on an airplane. That would be incredibly expensive. Tough ass.
Hello, Eric. Let's go to Eric. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Eric. You're on the air.
Okay, great.
Hi.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Turn your radio.
Right,
turn your radio down, please.
You're on the air.
Okay,
hi.
Got it. So I'm turning it down right now.
All right.
Got it.
Okay, good.
Now that we figured that out, go ahead. What do you want to say?
What do we do for you?
How you guys doing? First time caller, as you can tell, but a long time listener.
Thanks.
I love you guys. You guys
where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from New York. I'm a couple of miles away from the scene.
Mm-hmm. Are you in Queens?
Well, I'm not in Queens. I'm in Brooklyn, but I'm on the other side of the bridge, actually. I'm in the what's called Bergen Basin.
Okay.
I gotcha.
On my way to work this morning, I turn on the... I turned on the news, and I heard it. I was shocked, you know, shaking pretty much in my seat. I was like, oh, God, not again.
I mean,
the day after.
You got to feel for the people in New York that are going through this right now. I mean,
all right, yeah.
Again.
All right, Eric. Thank you, Eric. Listen, I want to get as many calls as possible. Let's go to Alan. Alan, hello. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello there, Alan.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, we're doing okay.
How you doing? I'm doing best. Do you think this is a coincidence? I don't find this is a coincidence. This is going on, you know, on our national holiday. Another plane full of fuel crashes in New York, you know, on one of our national holidays. I don't find this as a coincidence.
But, you know, I think we
Nor
all
do
feel
I.
That. We all feel the same way. What the bottom line is, I think I was talking to Buzz about this. We're going to find out because there's evidence if it is an explosive.
Oh,
I think they can find that out rather quickly. If there were explosives used on the plane, they right away can find the residue of that and let us know if it was an explosive.
But right now, the position we're in doing a show and everybody listening right now, you know, they've got to be concerned about saving as many lives as they can at the site.
Especially on the ground if somebody's house is on fire. And
but I know it's not a coincidence.
Well, you know, it's everybody. Everybody feels the same way. We hold out hope.
Almost pretty much to the day, and it's Veterans Day, one of our big national holidays.
You know, I know a lot of people are talking about that, and I think that you know, it's one thing to feel the way we all feel right now, that we're thinking if it's a coincidence, it would be an unbelievably remote coincidence. But I think when you speculate about the day and about what, I don't want to give these people more credit than they deserve. I mean, if there's somebody to do that, I think what they do is they have an opportunity to breach security, and that's when they do it. I mean, that's when something happens. You know, it's when they can. It's opportunity.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let me see if we go here.
The latest official government line is that they still don't know what caused the crash. They are reporting that no threats were received either by the airline or by the FAA. And, I'll let you know as stuff continues to trickle in.
You know, we
didn't get any threats on September 11th either.
Well, there were vague threats before that, but nothing specific.
You're also, right. When you look at a situation like Lockerbie, when the Pan Am jumbo jet went down, it sounds to me, even though it was, you know, a minute after takeoff, that, you know, when if a plane goes down like this, it's not like anybody on board that plane, if there is a massive catastrophic explosion, can give a warning.
Has anyone issued any sort of tie-in with the heightened state of awareness that we went into, what was it, a week or 9 days ago?
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too. I don't think I've heard
into that at all, Buzz?
No, there's been no comment about that yet.
Okay. Who knows? Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, what's up?
Hey, my friend.
I live in Ridgewood, Queens, not too far from the site. And my neighborhood was rumbling, and they're saying Major Leone was just on Channel 1. I tried to hope that you would get me on the line so I could, you know, put the feed through the TV. And he says so far there's two scenarios, that the engine did fall off the plane, and then the plane exploded. And then there's another thing saying that the plane exploded, then the engines fell off.
So they did fall separately. Yeah. What he's saying, that if the engine fell off first, that it might have been
mechanical. And I'm looking at an engine right now in front of a gas station that a fireman's taking a look at. It's on Channel 1.
Well, I think that I do believe that they have the investigative ability to know rather quickly whether or not this was an explosion on the plane. And you got something else, Buzz?
Yeah, I just wanted to quote the mayor again, because he's so amazing in these circumstances. His latest comment is, "We are being tested again, and we'll pass this test the same as we passed the others."
Of course we will. I mean, we have no other choice, and we will, because, you know, that's what we do.
All right, here's our phone numbers. It's 877-365-3636. Anywhere in America, D.C. 202-432-1067, your special line. New York, 877-692-1027. Let's go to Pete. Pete from the New York area. Pete, hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing okay.
Listen, I was listening to your comments about the airport security and the workers and all that, and you know, making them federal, the debate is over whether or not to use federal workers, which is a lot different than the military. You know, these guys, I don't want the federal workers working in there. I mean, they're not accountable. If you can't fire them, and it's, you know, it's just another big fat disaster.
I want law enforcement officials in there.
That's what I want.
I'm not saying federal, I'm not saying like bureaucrats at a desk. I'm talking about guys with badges. Professional law enforcement.
That's not what the debate is. The debate is whether or not they want to use the federal workers or the private workers overseen by the government.
No, I'd like it to be, I'd like it to be tied into law enforcement and the federal government. I really would.
I agree with you.
You know, what we have right now is broken.
Let's just get some pros in there. Let's get people who, whose last job wasn't at McDonald's.
Yeah, I mean,
but a federal worker is not necessarily a pro. I mean,
I've heard that before, and you sound like the guys that lobby for the private security companies that stand to lose a lot of money.
I'd settle for U.S. citizens doing the job.
Yeah, really.
All right.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
You had already kind of said my comment earlier. I was just seeing if y'all had recognized the coincidence between the, I guess it was the firefighter at that tribute concert. He was speaking for them to come right to his neighborhood, and it was the same neighborhood that the plane had crashed in.
Yeah, listen, you know, and I said that Danny the Dwarf called me from New York with that. That, of course, is not even in the remote realm of possibility, but it's one of those things that's just going to come up.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty weird then.
It's just going to come up.
Pretty amazingly sophisticated.
Yeah, very accurate.
Timely explosion to make sure that the crash site was in Rockaway.
Very accurate they are, if that's the case. Let's go to...
then I'm scared.
Eric. Eric, hello. You're on the air. Eric, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hi.
I just wanted to... this is Don and Mike, right?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, he kept getting put on hold. A little funky. Anyway, I was listening to one of your fellow Infinity jocks this morning, and he had Tom Brokaw and Andy Rooney on, and Andy Rooney had an incredible idea on how to deal with this.
What was that?
He wants to reinstitute the draft and put the people that we've drafted in work in the airports and national security. Uh-huh. And basically, we have two arguments. You know, we'd either go cheap, private, and they don't do the job, or we go with the bloated government bureaucracy, which doesn't know what the hell it's doing. In this case, you're putting real soldiers in there, but you're not paying, you know, top dollar.
Are you talking about IMUS? Here's what I think you should do. First off, what you do is you take all of the decaying skin that's falling off the rotting corpse of Don IMUS, and then you mesh that together.
You drop it over Afghanistan?
No. You mesh that together with all of the eyebrow hair from Andy Rooney, and what you do is you what you do, like you get all the seamstresses together. together. You actually build a gigantic tarp, a roof, if you will, that will go over the United States as a protective shield.
I didn't think of that.
That could work.
That's brilliant.
They have some things going on underneath the shield, so the other idea by Rudy may not be so bad.
I don't think it could work. I think Don's right. It will work.
Yeah, because listen.
A protective tarp.
There's nothing older and tireder than Don Imus' skin.
And when you think old and tired, you do think Andy Rooney.
Yeah, right, and we've seen that dude's eyebrows way up close and personal. Mm-hmm.
You can also reinforce the quilt with the sunflower seeds that Imus sits out.
Let's go to Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz, Rob, Lisa, everybody.
Hi.
This morning I had a huge agenda. I was going to pepper your phone lines trying to win a key, and then all this stuff happened, and I'm calling from Wichita and just want to let you know that everybody here, you have our prayers from the Midwest, man. This is some hanky crap, and it just isn't right.
Yeah, let's wait and see, but you know, I think as Giuliani said, though, I mean, we'll deal with it.
Support is nice.
We will deal with it.
She's right. It's hinky crap. Yeah. Tim, Donna Mike Show. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, hey, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz. Hi, drunken woman. But here, I got a really good point. I'm sorry, Lisa. I got a really good point. I was in the Navy and I had to do a lot of intelligence. And one thing, even if our government found out it was a terrorist attack, would they tell us? Or vice versa, if it wasn't a terrorist attack, would they use that as leverage? But I do support America 100%.
All right, well, we're losing you. I got to think, God, I hope I'm not wrong with this, but I got to think, they'd tell us either way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it'd be like Wag the Dog that they would play us.
I think in this case.
They have to. I mean, they have to because it's... You can't withhold that. The only thing I was thinking is I was listening to one of the news stories that was talking about where the explosion came from, an eyewitness saying it looked like maybe there was something going into the plane. You always get that in these crashes. And, the thought in everybody's mind in that circumstance was, did they have any intelligence that this was going to be another one of those bombs they were going to try to fly into the city? And, if that was the case, they had to, shoot it down. I mean, there were military jets, but you hear that's where you get the rumors going crazy that were the jets in the air prior to the crash or not, and who knows? Well, a lot of questions unanswered.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Tom. Tom, buddy.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don and Mike? Big fans, first-time caller from New York.
Thanks, Tom.
I just want to say this. Our government's telling us there's no credible threat about, this plane crash. This guy, Bin Laden, has been making credible threats since the bombing and before then. What the hell are they talking about?
Specific threats, I think, instead of the general vague threats that we've been hearing.
Yeah, and real quickly, our government can oversee people working in the airports. Like, if you work in a Nuclear Power Authority of Security, you're trained for 2 months under the close eye of the federal government. They could do the same thing. Especially training these guards and paying like $20-$25 an hour like they do.
Another thing I heard today on the guy from Margin Bright.
Take care, guys.
We're going to go up I forgot what they're paying them now, like $3 to $6 or something. Some of them, he goes, we're thinking about going up to $9 to $12.
Well, that's what Joe Arninger makes.
And that's
what our phone screen is.
With 9 to 12, you make sure you're going to get the absolute cream of the crop when you bring the Joe Arninger people in.
Right.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Melissa. Hi, Melissa, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
We're okay.
My name's Melissa. I am a college student here in Long Island, New York. And I just wanted to say, just over a week ago, I was over at JFK picking up a friend of mine. He was coming in from Vegas. And, I don't mean to be prejudiced about it. I'm not that type of person, but of course, here in America, everyone is very nervous. I have to say, I was looking for some type of security, something to make me feel safe. I mean, of course, I was nervous my friend was flying in the first place, but I really didn't see, any security. My boyfriend and I weren't even sure what terminal to pick him up at. We just wound up walking through the airport like it was nothing, didn't see any security, nobody stopped us. And then, again, not to be prejudiced, but I would say of the five or six people, personnel or attendants over there.
Security personnel?
Not security, but the people just working in the airport. I would say about out of five or six, four of them looked to be of an Arabic nationality or something like that. Again, I don't mean to be prejudiced or anything like that, but of course it It didn't put me at ease, and I'm wondering,
when people appear to be from another country and aren't U.S. citizens, when they appear to be that way, I mean, you know, I think that they tested some people at Dulles Airport one time, and there were a few of them that were working security that literally did not speak English.
And there was then they do some site where, like, half the people were here on, like, illegal visas and 40, stuff like 40, that.
Not to mention the background checks that, you know, that they let the criminals get in.
I know at Spiwak International Airport, all of your flight attendants, everybody, the airport, they're all blonde, blue-eyed,
right?
Blonde.
Yeah, but they don't speak English either.
No, that's right. They all just speak German,
but they are excessively polite.
They are.
And efficient.
Here is Stacy, who's a flight attendant, a waitress. Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Sorry, not blonde hair or blue-eyed, but do the job. Try to get to the job anyway. One of the important factors that I think needs to come in play, if in fact this plane was taken down as opposed to going down for a mechanical problem. And you brought up Lockerbie earlier, and I think, you know, it's beyond me that we didn't learn a lesson from the incident in Lockerbie and that it has taken this long to even get Congress to be looking at a bill where you're forcibly screening all checked baggage that gets put on an airplane. I mean, yeah. That's clearly the weakest link. I don't think we're going to see another attack where people jump up with box cutters again.
I agree with you so much.
It's been done.
It's an insult.
It's happen again.
I agree
with
you.
That's the weak spot is the baggage.
The weakest link.
The Association of Flight Attendants has worked very hard to get it addressed on the Hill. It's been addressed. Now the decision is take care of who takes it over. But they said it won't be until 2004 that 100% of the baggage.
Isn't that amazing?
Everybody,
that just blows me away. It makes me so mad. I can't even believe it.
What's the problem with just screening every bag?
I know. I mean, you do it. You do it right now, and you shut the airports down until you get it done. I mean, that we do it. Do it right away.
Told you just a minute ago, by the way, that the FBI was investigating. Aide believes there was an explosion on the plane before it went down, and that's what the FBI is investigating. We've just received word that the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating today's crash as an accident.
Really?
Well, then which is it?
We're going to have to wait and see. So an explosion based on catastrophic mechanical failure, which has happened with airplanes before.
Well, then, but which is it, though?
We're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, we have to wait and find out what the deal is.
The FBI's still looking at it, right?
Right. As an explosion, which could have been caused by terrorism or by a mechanical failure.
I mean, you're going to get all the, you know, you're going to get the log of people that, you know, were on this plane, the checked bags, everything. You know, it's a major, major investigation. I really, if you say there's one thing that will help the investigation, the fact that this did not occur over water when evidence is eliminated.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to, I know we got a break. Let's go to Gina. Gina, Don and Mike Show. Hello, honey. Hey, baby. Gina. Hello? Gina.
Yeah.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
All I wanted to say was some guys were talking before, or you guys were talking before about credible threats. I mean, that's fine, but who's going to tell you anything specific of what they're really going to do?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, most of the time they don't, though.
All right, Gina. Right. Thank you. Listen, honey, we got a break. Surprise. We got a break. Everybody, we'll keep the phone lines open, at least until we figure out what the frig's going on today.
And I'm glad you fixed that thing with New York, because I know a lot of people in our New York listening audience are going to want to talk to us today about
877-365-3636, national number, D.C. 202-432-1067, New York, 877-692-1027. Just understand, we're not trying to bombard you with this crap, but today it just, with all of this happening, you know, just an hour before we started the show, it just does not seem right to bring strippers in today and to do the strip pyramid today.
We're doing what we do when something happens.
Man, this is,
we feel like you do. We know you need to talk about it.
This is bad. It sucks so bad.
We'll feel our way through it.
You know, I'm sure if I felt like I did, you first hear about it and you go, oh.
It's a grain in your gut.
Christ, not again.
It really makes me sick to my stomach when I hear it, and I you know, I'm driving in. As soon as I got word of this, it just feels like you've been kicked in the stomach.
Yep. Yeah, so maybe it wasn't terrorist.
Yeah, I hope so. And let's wait and find out.
But even if it wasn't terrorist,
how we're reacting to it right now.
I'm as pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm as pissed at the fact that everybody knows that the airplanes are supposed to go through umpteen million checks now.
Yeah, and
how does this happen? How does the plane just blow up?
It's not good either way, whatever the cost.
Right, and all the people on the ground, and this, it just, it, friggin', I wish I could say the F word. I really do, because that's, it just sucks. It's just an awful time. It truly is. Sorry to be such a downer. Sorry that we don't have the big strip pyramid show today.
We'll get back to that.
I can promise we will. We'll break right here. We'll come back. More of your phone calls straight ahead.
Mike Show.
From both the White House and American Airlines any minute now.
Well, as soon as you get that, can you pipe that through there so we can...
It's not patched directly, but I can do the old hold the microphone near the TV trick.
Robbie, can we patch it in?
Audio. Well, you prefer CBS, of course.
Yeah, I think CBS, otherwise. Yeah.
Well, that'll be the best coverage.
Yeah, of course it will.
CBS, great.
We're company men, Rob.
With Dan Rather, who's now going to... Dan Rather will not sleep now for 4 weeks in a row.
You're absolutely right.
And he'll cry on Letterman as soon as it's all over.
His Thanksgiving is shot. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Let's go to... the phone numbers. We got them all up and working. National number 877-365-3636. D.C., your number 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Let's go to Eddie in the Bronx. Eddie.
How's it going, fellas?
Eddie, hi.
All right. Just one quick thing, right? You know, like the it feels like it's like New York versus like the, against like these terrorists, and it doesn't seem like the rest of the country, like, they feel bad for us. But if you feel bad for us, talk to your congressman and help us out. I mean, because honestly, right now we feel very alone, like we're being attacked. And what are they doing? I mean, they're not helping us out, man. It's really scary right now in the city, man.
Man, it is. I mean, it's difficult not to feel that way. And, you know, even when you don't live there, when you go up there like we do on a regular basis, you can understand how people feel. I think I said this to people September 11th after we were there for the week, and I came out of the city, and I was amazed that that wasn't what everybody was living and breathing as we, you know, were up there. And I think the rest of the country... No matter how much support they give you, they can't possibly understand how it feels to be up there, and it's extremely difficult.
It's like right to your congressman, tell him, like, you know what I mean? You know what happens every day almost here, man? It's like either they're closing down bridges, other day I was on a train, and we're off the train.
Yeah.
This is like, whatever.
Security shutdowns.
That's the thing that, Eddie, thanks for the call. That's the thing that gets me about this whole if it's a coincidence thing. Now, listen, I don't want to get too deep on you here, but, you know, I do believe in God, even though I take his name in vain all the time on this show. I do believe in God, and I do believe that, you know, good triumphs over evil and all that other BS that I talk to the contrary about on this show all the time. I just find it hard to believe that in a world where we do have a God, that after all that's happened, this could happen there.
Yeah, I know.
I find that that's why I still find it inconceivable, and I'm, you know, maybe I'll be proved wrong, that this was just a coincidence.
Right.
And if this is a coincidence, this makes me really seriously want to look up at the sky and say, God, what are you doing to us?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to us?
And if we have... You know, if this doesn't prove to be a coincidence, if this is another act of terrorism, it's going to, I think, require that we have to think about slowing down again. I mean, I know, you know, we've got an economy to worry about, we've got businesses to worry about, but I think the first and foremost, when we're traveling, we have to think about maintaining safety. And if this is another airline, airport-related event, things have to change dramatically, and it's not going to... We're not going to feel safe until that happens. No matter what you say to do it, we got to do it.
Let's go to Connie. Hi, Connie. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Good morning, Don and Mike. I just heard Eddie's call, and he said what I...
Wait. Hold on. Connie, you said this is a man.
This is a lady.
Oh, you're a lady. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, wait. You sound like a man, though.
I know. I have a deep voice. I can't help it.
Does that happen to you a lot?
Yeah, all the time.
Huh. You know, no matter how serious the subject matter, when that happens on this show, we just have to shut things down briefly.
Well,
just
we
to,
okay. All right,
all
so you're a woman.
I'm a woman, and I'm mad, okay? Yes. I agree with Eddie, but you know what? We don't have time to write our congressmen. We pay their salaries. We put them in a pretty office building. We vote them in. We take care of the FAA and the airlines. They better do something.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear any more about bailouts. They've spent the money. Do something. We don't have time to write. I also feel if you're not a U.S. citizen, you need to pack up and get out. Okay?
All right,
thank
you,
Connie. You go on Columbia Road, they offer you green cards. CNN is showing tape of the engine at a gas station. There's a man in beige who reaches over a firefighter and takes something out of that engine.
I want to know who that guy is and what's he taken out of there.
Well, didn't we just have a guy call and say he was at the gas station and he saw the engine there at the gas station with the firefighters?
If you look at the tape, you're going to see this man in beige take something black out of that engine. That whole engine should be surrounded.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Connie.
Got to get serious.
All right.
This could be our neighborhood.
And gotcha, Connie.
Relative to what Connie said and what Eddie said before, a lot of New Yorkers have said, we feel like we have a target painted on us. We feel like we have a bullseye painted on the city.
Let's go to Henry. Henry, Don and Mike show. Hello. Henry, you there?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Okay,
Mike?
Okay, Henry.
Okay, listen. What my call was about the security in the airports. We're in a war right now. Why can't we move as far as for baggage handlers or people checking baggage? You have military police.
Amen.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've got I'm sure if you go to Israel and fly El Al, they don't have $4 an hour baggage handlers and stuff looking over baggage. I mean, it's, you know.
Agreed.
And at least if they moved, MPs into this situation right now, and they could down the road make it into like the FAA, you would at least then have trained people after they get out of the military. They would have a career. But with the military police in there, they also then would have the authority to do something if they did find, you know, somebody trying to get onto the plane.
All right, thank you.
You know what I was thinking?
Henry, we appreciate it. Got to run.
This is ludicrous. And I know, but when they're talking about screening every piece of checked baggage, you're talking about getting equipment, expensive equipment in there to do this. But how many of us have checked our bags at the airport when you sit up there and you give a person a ticket and they sit there and they go kind of crazy on the computer? And during that time period, what if there was someone there? I mean, just another employee there. During that period of time, that's how long it takes to look at a suitcase.
There's a downtime.
Go through a suitcase. And I mean, I don't know why a lot of these problems have to be so monumental that they can't be implemented quickly. I know I feel like a lot of people.
Let's go to Brent here. Brent, Don and Mike show. Hello, Brent.
Yeah,
Brent,
hello?
Brent, buddy, let me give out the phone numbers again. Nationally, 877-365-3636, DC-202-432-1067. That's your special number. New York, your special number, 877-692-1027. Brent, what can we do for you?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Yo, I'm saying, I listen to your show a lot.
Thanks.
It's a cool show, you know what I mean? I'm saying, I'm looking at the thing right here, in JFK Airport.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I've been in the airport all my whole life, you know. I seen what happened. I woke up in the morning, you know. But I was calling people who were on their way to visit here, you know, from Canada. You know, it's devastating right now. You know what I mean?
All right, this guy's upset.
I mean, very devastating.
Not making a lot of sense. Got you, though. Thank you, though.
And God bless the people of Rockaway in Queens. A lot of people came running out of their homes with fire extinguishers after the crash, and then, of course, they realized that it was too little and too late.
Let's go to Adam. Adam, Don and Mike show. Hello, Adam. Adam, you there, buddy?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Okay.
I traveled about a week after the whole incident happened. I traveled from LaGuardia to Detroit and from Detroit to Kalamazoo. I was searched. I had my baggage searched three times, once in LaGuardia, once in Detroit, and once in Kalamazoo. When I got to Kalamazoo, I looked at my ticket, and I was flying with somebody else's boarding pass.
Cool. All right. Thank you. Let's go to Christine. Christine, hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, Christine.
Yes.
Hi, baby. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. First, thanks for having me on, because for you guys to give us a forum to talk about it. I was listening to two other radio stations before I switched over to you guys, and they had coverage on, and then they switched over to their regular programming, which, you know, I was kind of, you know, confounded about that. But the second thing is that if this really was an accident, that it's almost worse than a terrorist attack, for the simple fact that we should all be embarrassed, that this is the point that we should have the highest security and everything, and then for the Indian, they're trying to say, to fall off, you know, regardless if it was a mechanical failure that caused the explosion or the explosion caused the engine to fall off, if it was an accident, that's, I mean, how do you explain that to the families of everyone that might have, you know, passed away on this plane.
Right, yeah. You can't. And Buzz, any idea? This was a big-ass plane. Any idea how many people were on this plane?
It'll hold 270 people. There were 255 people on board, nine of whom were crew members.
Jumbo jet, right. You know, an Airbus Heavy, which is, you know, the equivalent of, you know, one of the wide bodies, like, you know, a smaller version of the 747, right?
All right, let's go to, thanks, Christine. Let's go to Annette. Annette, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Annette, honey.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have 2 points I'd like. I'm from Central Jersey and been really following what's been going on, especially with airport security, because it's really bringing me down because I'm afraid to travel. But I think that we're possibly, as Americans, confusing federalizing with militarizing. That's my one comment. Because if we federalize, we can still get involved with unions and strikes and cause economic problems there. But moving on, I was listening about 6 whole weeks ago that sometimes the simplest solutions are the quickest solutions. I believe, I hope I'm using the right names, Representative Strickland from Ohio and another Illinois representative was in front of the House suggesting that there was a military person would be placed below the belly of the plane and that everybody would just have to bring one carry-on and that we wouldn't have to go through this great big quagmire of buying new machines and all of this kind of stuff. So, I mean, there's a really quick, simple solution that nobody seems to even be addressing. They addressed it.
You're right. There seem to be a million quick solutions if we really wanted to do something.
If we want to really, you know, change the way we live, and I think that, you know, you have to keep an open mind on things like that. You know, when people say, hey, what do you mean, one carry-on? What if I'm going to such and such
right.
a place? You know, it's
I don't think you're going to find the bitch from the people that
no.
are traveling.
Right. You need to move and move faster.
I want to be safe.
Yeah, no. I don't think anyone who's traveling is bitched about lines, about added security, about only having to take on one bag on an airplane at
right,
a time.
Exactly.
It's really the belly of the plane where people can get in. If we if we militarize, not federalize, like if there really was a police type action taken, I think people wouldn't mind it. Not
I think
that
it should be. I think one bag per plane, and of course golf clubs.
Well, oh, of course, yeah.
That's you, though, Mike.
I'm sorry, no.
That's just you, Mike. Let's go to, Martin. Hey, Martin, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're okay.
Hey, question, guys. If this really turns out to be another act of terrorism, I just was kind of wondering, what would your feeling be of really taking, I guess, more drastic measures towards, like, the Afghani country where...
I mean, how more drastic can we get? All we can do is nuke them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was trying to be nice and not say that, but...
I mean, now, here's the problem. That this...
I've heard that from other personalities.
Well, I think you've heard it from me before.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know when you say that, and, it's just...
It's the easiest way to take care of the whole problem.
Yeah.
You just drop the big one, and you say, yeah, the war over. But
right, game over.
But the problem is...
I mean, game over. There always are going to be people that are going to be doing...
Bin Laden, he's got the same stuff we've got.
Right.
And if you don't think he's got access to nuclear weapons, then you're an idiot. And I, as a matter of fact, I heard... Did you hear he did an interview with some dude over the weekend? Bin Laden did.
Right.
So they have the guy on TV who interviewed Bin Laden. And here's what Bin Laden says. Now, this is not, of course, coming from him firsthand, but through the guy who interviewed him. The guy says, well, now, he's... Osama bin Laden says that he's got the nuclear weapons and he's got the biological weapons, and he will only use them as a deterrent if the United States fires the nuclear weapon or the biological weapon first.
You know, it's amazing when you talk about nukes and you hear nuke them. You know, that's really the most ridiculous thing I could ever imagine.
Well, Mike, I've said it though.
But I like to think, Don, I sleep well at night believing in my heart that you really don't believe that taking out, as it were, an entire civilization over there.
When I get real pissed?
When you get mad, but I mean, I think
when
you
I get
say
pissed,
that.
I really say...
You say that out of anger, but I mean, I really don't believe that strategically, when you're looking at, you know, where does that end? I mean, how many countries Do you nuke before
as
you...
As many as you got to.
Well, you
yeah, I'm a, six.
I mean, hey, it's been said that Osama bin Laden has people in 86 different countries.
Okay, so... So we need 86 bombs.
Wow. You don't mean that. You certainly don't mean that, Mr. Geronimo.
We need 86 bombs.
You see, I think it's just... you get to... When you start doing that... Then it becomes a, you know, an issue of other countries that do have nuclear technology, including Russia.
That's why we got to build that big thing with Imus's skin.
Right. I don't think that would protect us, though.
And Andy Rooney's eyebrow hair to build like a dome that the St. Louis Rams play in.
You know, the good news about, I enjoyed watching the news this week and hearing about the Northern Alliance moving forward. The war over there, you heard Vietnam so many times when we went into Afghanistan. This seems to be working a lot more effectively, and we seem to be doing the job.
Let's wait and see.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm optimistic.
Let's wait and see. They could be our next enemy, you know.
You mean the Northern Alliance?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Hello, PJ.
Hey, guys.
No, I just... I'm sorry.
They could be the next enemy.
I'm not going to say something. I'll tell you in the break.
Hello, PJ.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing okay.
You know, I'm a resident of Queens. I live in the Flushing area. And, you know, it's interesting. Some of my friends live in Rockaway. And Rockaway got really hit hard in the September 11th bombing.
Yes.
A lot of firemen from that area, a lot of businessmen. Really, the whole community was torn apart. And I think it's pretty terrible that this has happened again. I wouldn't imagine that it was a terrorist act. It really seems to me that it just mechanical failure.
Well, you know, if it is a coincidence, and I guess we do have to hope that it was.
And it's the goddamnedest coincidence
and really
in
the
world.
Worst, you know, and our hearts go out to everybody in that neighborhood, and everybody in Queens in general, everybody in the city of New York and the boroughs. I mean, it's just... Oh, God. I mean, really, yeah. if it is a coincidence, my God, has that city dealt with enough.
And even if it is an accident, I think it's okay if we take it out on Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Amen. And you know what? And even if we start thinking about our airport security a little bit more, even if it is an accident, you know, and I get a little suspicious of even our own government and our own big business when there's money involved, and when there's big money involved, and when there's profit involved. And I think that the goal of the airlines, of course, is to fill seats and get as many people traveling. And I know that's important, but to me it's a lot more important to make sure that people that travel without fear. And I don't think it's ridiculous to envision a system where that could happen.
Right.
I know a lot of people will be changing their plans next week.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. Yeah.
I know one who won't. I know my mom won't. She's coming down, and she said, you know, again, I mean, she's gonna fly down here. I'm freaked out about that, but I think we got to wait and see what the deal is.
Let's go to Rich, Don and Mike show. Hi, Rich. Are you there, Rich?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Okay, buddy.
I just want to say that, you know, we can train 18, 19-year-old people to go to war in 12 weeks in boot camp, but we can't train airport security in 12 weeks.
It's about money. I really think when you look at it, you hear the people that are talking on the Hill. When I saw the lobbyist from the private security companies, I mean, this is about dollars. This is really, really about... The private security companies pay people on the Hill to lobby congressmen and pay them a lot of money.
Well, stop this bull-ass thing.
Yeah, I know.
Just stop. It's crap. Thank you. Let's go to Mike. Mike, Don and Mike show. Hello. And Buzz, let me know as soon as something happens that we should pick up the
I will.
CBS audio.
Monitoring it constantly.
Hello, Don and Mike. Mike, Don and Mike show. Mike.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Listen, yeah, we've lost 25% of our fire department in one shot in that World Trade Center tragedy. I think it's a ripple effect. People are going to meet people who have been affected by this. For us to turn around and, you know, this world owes us a large thank you for saving them from Hitler and from Japan and everything else. It seems like everyone has a short memory of what we've done. And now for us to get hit the way we have been, you know, I almost say, I think it's time to close the borders. I think it's time to turn around and say, you know, we have to really look out for ourselves. And our make friends with India. India wants to help us in a great way. Why not? Because you know what? We're not getting anything done. All we're doing is blowing up sand. We're wasting a lot of time. I think we should close the borders. I think we should just start really thinking about taking care of ourselves and stop spending money on every other country and spending on ourselves for security.
All right. Thank you, Pete. Let's go to thanks for the call. Let's go to Mary Jane, Don and Mike show. Or is this a call for Buzz? Hello, Mary Jane?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, Mary Jane, I'm saying that it's very, very important that our intelligence system should get smarter. They need security. They're saying they're not letting anyone into that area where the explosion just now was. But they're saying you can get out. I hope they have high security watching every car that leaves that area from the airport. Because that's maybe where they could find somebody that gets
involved. Is that true? If that's true, that seems incredibly dumb to me that you couldn't get in, but if you want to get out...
They let anybody out.
The airport?
That's ridiculous.
Out of the area.
Out of the area.
Good point.
Yeah, but the area, once again, I just think that if you're talking about even if it was a terrorist situation, I mean, where that plane went down was not anything that they could figure out.
But maybe it was targeted for, it might have been targeted for somewhere else.
And
bomb went off, if it was a bomb, it maybe went off prematurely.
Has anybody heard the story about that the pilot was trying to land in the woods?
No.
Right. No, I haven't heard that. I've seen nothing about it here.
Right? Hold on. Well, hold on. I got a caller here. What, Robbie?
I was just going to say that, again, wouldn't make much of a deal because if they knew that's where the plane was headed, anyone who was in on it wouldn't be there anyway.
Didn't I hear that already?
And,
Eric.
And not letting people leave the area where the plane crashed.
You
got
to leave the area because there's a dozen buildings on fire.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You should at least, I don't know. You should, like, get their phone numbers.
Yeah. The people living in the airport area, I think, maybe makes the most sense in the event that it was sabotaged.
I don't know. I don't react well in these situations.
I know. Yeah, but you know what?
I'm so all over the freaking place.
People do need to laugh, too.
Hello, Eric.
Don, you just said my point. I was going to say that it seemed to me that it wasn't an accident. I heard it before this morning that they said that the pilot was trying to go down in a wooded area. But I don't know if there's anything about that or not. So
I would think if the pilot was trying to go down, they would have had some kind of communication. Because if he was able to try to do that, then he would be. I do believe that when something like this happens, a catastrophic failure on an airplane, I mean, it's just, it's obliterated, what happened.
But at that point, let's say that the plane's going to,
it's not flyable, you know.
But doesn't the pilot get on the radio and say, I'm going to try to...
Yeah, you would have, and they said that there were no distress calls,
and
no report of anything from the cockpit.
And when I heard that, I interpreted it different, that when I heard the pilot was trying to go down to a wooded area, I immediately thought it's like the plane in Pennsylvania.
Where somebody had stormed the cockpit or something.
Yeah, and
like
that the pilot's doing something. Listen, do me a favor, will you please? Leave your phone number. It's our...
you don't mind. We're collecting them.
A brand new policy on the show. I'm going to collect everybody's phone number who calls.
Just in case.
Count
on their goodwill to give you the accurate phone number.
Just in case. Let's go to...
555-5555.
We've got to go to a break. Let's go to Pete. Pete, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. Hi, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Okay.
My name is Pete. I'm from Westchester, New York.
Hi, Pete.
The first thing I wanted to tell you about is...
Hold on. Buzz has some. Pete, hate to interrupt you, but Buzz has something.
The White House briefing is beginning right now.
Pete, hold on a
White
second.
House spokesman Harry Fletcher.
Hold on a moment. And we're going to go to... Well, there's some pretty good doublespeak going on.
Yeah, I was going to say that there is one skilled press secretary right there.
He's good.
A guy very good at really not saying anything.
So they say, is it terrorism? Well, we don't know. Well, was it mechanical? Well, we don't know.
You know, there was a lot of comment about other agencies that have made comments about this. And
I think that was a reference to the FBI,
right.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, and you know, who knows? I mean, I really, you read between the lines. The only thing that Don and I gave each other a look is when they mentioned Cheney was in a secure location.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the first time I said, before this happened?
I'm listening to this thing going, this is like a meeting with Ken Stevens about how come we're not on yet in Philadelphia.
Right.
It's like no answers. And trust me, I understand the deal that they don't really know yet.
Certainly.
But boy, there sure was a ton of doublespeak.
The only thing I'm getting, the lead agency being the National Transportation Safety
Board. But then he said, don't read a lot into that.
Right.
Right. You know, because on one hand, he could have put could have assuaged a lot of fears by saying, yes, we're looking at this as first and foremost an accident, and second, an act of terrorism. But then when that was brought up, he said, but
we're not going to make any conclusions. Because, I mean, really, if to be reasonable about it, if he did come out and say, most of the evidence is pointing towards this being an accident, and then it turned out to be terrorism, I mean, how angry are we going to get in that situation?
We're all very unreasonable people.
We
right
are.
Now. We have a right to be unreasonable.
They're trying to be careful, but I think it's also significant that the other airports were not shut down because they were considering shutting down airports across the country.
And that's why
they haven't done that.
And that's where I read between the lines. I wonder,
what I got from that was maybe they didn't shut them down because they did not believe this to be a terrorist attack. I don't.
But then on the other hand, why is Cheney in his bunker?
Very, very strange. Right now, I mean, impossible. And, I think you got to give Eric Flesher credit. He did his job because he's not supposed to come out and say anything.
Hold on,
right
what about
now.
This? If no communication at all with the pilot?
Yeah.
Again, if something happens with the engine, the pilot, you would assume, could get a go, mayday, mayday.
I think there are other examples of catastrophic mechanical failure where the pilot did not have time because the plane basically exploded.
Pilot gets a little busy.
Yeah, I know.
Not necessarily that, but I mean really just incapable of communicating.
They'll check the
when there's a catastrophic failure on an airplane. It can happen. It's happened before.
Well, I saw the movie Airplane, though.
Right.
I mean, the funny
airplane.
One.
Oh, the funny one.
The funny one.
But who knows right now? We don't know. That's the weirdest part of the whole deal that, there was no communication. Right. It happened so quickly.
We got a break. And, again, with all this crap happening today, I'm sorry. I know everybody wants a release I could really go for a manual release right now. But everybody wants the show to be a release.
Now that you brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about coming? How about we bring those strippers back and we cancel for today? Let's come down and give us all some manual relief to help us through this time of crisis in America.
Stress.
It's a tough circumstance to do a show in, and I'm thinking if I'm while I'm listening to the White House guy, I'm thinking if I'm in the car, if I'm at home, if I'm with my family, this is what I'm thinking about right now.
What I want to listen to, what I want to talk about
at this moment today. So this is what we're gonna. Go with until we get something firm today. All the regular stuff on the show, hopefully we'll be able to get back to that tomorrow. At least I'll say this, the show is not as like the World Trade Center Day and the days following that. This is a little more lighthearted right now because we still don't know exactly what's happening.
We're going to let you know as soon as we know. We know you want to talk about it, especially in New York City, regardless of what the cause was. This is another body blow for the city of New York. Our prayers really do go out to all the people affected by
that. I've just gotten word from CBS, shut up and play the commercials.
There you go.
So here you go. Here's the phone number. National number 877-365-3636. D.C., your hotline 202-432-1067. In New York, your hotline 877-692-1027. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We cut the chit-chat a-hole.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, now wait a minute. We got a ton of phone numbers here. That's the national number. 877-365-3636. D.C., your hotline, 202-432-1067. And from New York, 877-692-1027. Let's go to Pete. Hello, Pete. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Pete.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm Pete. I'm from Westchester, which is about 30 minutes north of the city.
Gotcha.
First off, I'd like to, at the risk of sounding like a tree hugger, I'd first like to thank everyone at the Don and Mike Show for continuing to handle the reporting of developments on and since September 11th with such, with the combination of sensitivity and humor as a New Yorker and as an American, I really do appreciate what you guys been doing.
We're uncomfortable doing this, but the point is really, like I said before, if you're out there, if I was driving around, I mean, there's not a lot of real information right now that people know.
No, it's still too early.
So why not do a show where people can call in, where we're all in the same boat together.
Yeah, no matter what this turns out to be, you know, it is still a tragedy, and people, it's on people's minds. And, you know, what we did when the last horrible event in New York City happened, and here in Washington, D.C., we do what we feel is natural, and we want to talk about it. We want to hear you talk about it. It helps us as well as it helps you.
But we want the terrorists to know.
Well, it made me feel better, and I wanted to thank you.
Thank you. Let me just, hey, hold on, sure. Pete, let me just say that the terrorists will not stop, or a random act of God will not stop strip pyramid, which will happen on Friday's episode. We had it today.
Now more than ever, we need strip pyramid.
With 12 of the hottest strippers you've ever seen in your life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We've postponed it to Friday. And Friday, unless they drop the big one on us.
Right.
We're giving it to you Friday.
Yeah. Strip pyramid.
Okay.
Well, there was two things I wanted to comment on. The first was you all had mentioned something about nuclear weapons. I heard that when they were talking about him having nuclear weapons, what they were talking about is having so-called dirty nuclear weapons. And what they were doing was mixing nuclear waste, which was the byproducts of the power plants, with standard weapons. And what that does is obviously makes a much bigger mess than just a standard bomb or...
More of a radiation threat than,
exactly.
Than an actual obliteration threat.
Right, exactly. So instead of causing, you know, a nuclear blast, it just makes a huge nuclear waste mess.
It's like Buzz likes a dirty martini.
Yes, right.
All right.
And my second comment was that... you know, our country is already having enough financial difficulty as it was. We were heading into a recession before September 11th, and since then, because of the huge hit we took to our financial our finances, it's going to be even more of an issue how we're going to pay for this increased security. And I know that according to what I've heard, that we're going after this guy in a financial as well. We're taking a financial offensive as well as a military offensive.
To take his money to pay for security.
Why not?
No problem.
The irony.
Sorry about finishing your thought.
Agreed. Thank you. Listen, we got to go. We got a medic who's on the way to the site. Let's go to John. John, hello. You're on with Don and Mike. Hello.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Now you're
You know, it's yet another one for the city for us. It's amazing. Normally in there, I'm a medic in the city. I spoke to some of my partners, my bosses. Unfortunately, still speaking to them, they're there, and there's not much going on for them. From an EMS standpoint, there isn't many patients taking them to the trade center, unfortunately.
Yeah, not in a situation
doing
like
their
that.
Job. They're, you know, they're doing their job with taking care of the fire. You know, I'm coming in now, I got a good view of it, and really can't even talk anymore. I've seen a lot of units coming away from the scene. So the scene, they got basically what they got, you know.
So maybe the maybe the fire's on the ground, they're getting under control.
That's what it seems like. I'm looking at it right now, actually, right over the water, and it looks pretty clear.
Any word on casualties on the ground? Any word on the people in the neighborhood?
Where my one partner is, he said they took care of like a couple firemen just for exhaustion and, you know, minor burns and stuff. Nothing crazy, though. He said he hasn't really seen anybody who has casualties on the ground. He said he walked up close to the scene. I think they staged them pretty far away so that they can, you know, get a, you know, good egress out. He said he saw a couple bodies on the ground that looked like a tire came from the plane. He really couldn't tell. Just so you guys know, the Rockwood is a weird area. That area where that plane crashed is probably only about 5 or 6 blocks wide. It's like a finger, basically, that jets out. Covered by Jamaica Bay on one side and Atlantic Ocean on the other side. It's a very tiny area, you know. But this plane that crashed there, it was just amazing. It really was. There's no real woods around there. The only thing I can think of people talking about is today, or some of the marshlands and stuff. There's no real wooded area around there. Like I said, it's a pretty residential area. It's mostly some large colonial-type homes and some bungalows around there. I know they said that the one of the news stations said that the engine had landed pretty much intact in a gas station.
Yes.
That I saw. But I just wanted to give you guys an idea of the area around there, because it's a very tiny area. It's amazing to find that stuff. But thank you guys again.
All right, thank you. Well, John, get out there and do your job.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Good work.
Right, thanks for the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to the Mother Chucker. Chuck, hey, Chuck, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
First, I want to say prayers out to New York. We're all with y'all.
Oh.
And second of all, one thing that hadn't been mentioned was that this is almost the exact same time that the planes went into the towers, right after 9 o'clock, about quarter after 9.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even though it's looking like it's an accident, my first gut reaction was still that it's an act of terrorism.
Sure.
That
you don't know.
It's 2 months after the other ones.
It was hard not to think that way.
About the same time.
I'm hoping against hope that it's not, and really praying that it's not. Not that it matters to New Yorkers right now that they're, you know, dealing with another catastrophe.
Let's not forget the... Jesus Christ, the people on the plane. You know, the 200 and...
Yeah, the people... Now
lost people on the plane.
In the Dominican Republic that, you know, lost probably a lot of people there. I mean, it's just...
people are huddled at the airport in the Dominican Republic.
Add to the list, if this is a terrorist act, another country that, you know, that's been victimized by this. You know, if it is terrorism, it's just another example. You know, this is civilization against these people that are doing this.
Let's go to Frank. Frank, hi. Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing okay.
Listening to you guys for about a month and a half now. You guys rock.
Thanks.
I found your show by mistake and listened to it ever since.
Most people do.
And my wife don't like it, but hey.
Well, what does she know?
I know, man. Big DA.
Did you just call your wife a DA?
Yes, I did.
Good DA.
She's at work and don't have a radio now.
Yeah, I got you. There you go. So you're like me. You're PW. I got you. Well, what can we do for you, Frank?
My thoughts go out to people in Queens right now. And I live about, I'd say about 40, 50 miles south of Newark Airport. And once a great while, and it's about five times a week, and we get a couple of, like, 747s and 767s that go over my apartment complex, and they're quite low. And seeing what happened with Queens this morning, it spooks you, seeing how low these planes go.
No, I know, and it's
gotcha.
It's up not to live in that area and not be nervous.
All right, thank you for the call, Frank. Phone numbers 877-365-3636. That's the national number. DC, you can always get through at 202-432-1067. And New York, your number 877-692-1027. Let's go to Anthony. Is that right, Anthony? Hey, Anthony, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Listen, first off, I would like to thank you guys for having me on. I just want to make three quick bullets. In regard to September 11th, I was through friends and family with, you know, basically a network of people that are related to police officers. There was a few incidents that actually went unreported, and I think that people are hard-pressed to, you know, believe in that the government is actually going to tell us what's going on if this is indeed a terrorist attack, basically because it goes back to protecting the public and not wanting to create mass hysteria. So I really don't think that we're going to hear the truth about this incident. Same as we haven't heard the truth about many other incidents.
God, I hope that's not true.
I hope so, but I also think that, you know, who knows what's possible in this era.
Yeah, but also, and I hope that this will maybe force people to take a look at the staffing that are at the airports. I travel for a living. I work in Manhattan at the Seaport Plaza, and I basically travel as an order. I go every 2 weeks, and I still say about more than half the people. Well, like maybe I would say that I'm more apt to notice the people of Middle Eastern descent more so than in the past. But I'd say about you know, a good 50% of the people that are actually in the security part of the airport are Middle Eastern descent. Question is, are they citizens? Even if they are citizens, does that matter? Should they even be allowed to be currently in those positions?
I feel the same way. I don't know. I'm so mixed about this. I mean, am I being a bigot by saying that when people don't speak English, that it freaks me out to travel through Dulles Airport and, you know, in your case, through LaGuardia or through Kennedy? It's just, in this day and age, it's just amazing to me, not necessarily that these people are of Middle Eastern extraction, but the fact that they're not people that are skilled workers that are doing this, and that we go on with our air travel having these inadequate individuals running security. It boggles my mind.
Anthony, thank you. Let's go to, get as many calls as we can. Let's go to John. John, you're on the air. Hi, John. I got the right of the line here? Johnny. All right, how about Corey?
Try any one of these lines.
Sounds like a deadline syndrome here.
Corey.
Hello.
All right, hold on. I'll go to this one, then. I'll go to Major Phil, who's in the Army. Phil.
Hey, hi. How you doing today?
We're doing okay.
Hey, just three quick issues. A few callers calling in talking about shortage, talking about MPs at the airports, or military in the belly of the bird. We have a critical shortage of military. I'm active military. I've been in the military for 23 years. Unless we double or triple the force, we won't be able to do it.
Well, I think what the person that was talking about that was talking about reinstituting the draft.
Oh, good luck.
Specifically for security.
Yeah, I understand. That would be probably a different branch.
I mean, that's what they were talking about. I understand there's a shortage of personnel, but they were saying, you know, training people and for specifically for this threat.
And thanks for clarifying that. Two other points real quick, sir.
Yeah.
I know one of you were talking about people that are bitching about standing in line for security purposes.
No, I said I don't know of anyone who's bitching about standing in line.
No way.
Well, I think there might have been 255 people that were bitching this morning, and that still didn't work. So as far as vigilance goes and as far as more thorough checks go, you know, whatever it takes. And the third thing, and this, the light went on for me.
Oh, let me say, the 255 people who were on that plane, I imagine they were not bitching. You know, I mean, or they were bitching. Are you agreeing with us with what we're saying?
Oh, I agree absolutely, because the whole bottom line is whether we bitch or stand in line or stand in line and not bitch and stand in line to be secure, we still have planes falling out of the sky.
Yeah, right. So we got to have better security.
So something is not effective.
Okay. And, you know, whatever this turns out to be, I think it taps into a fear that we all have, the traveling public right now, that we don't think the job's being done. And the job is not, and nothing changed of any significant level after September 11th. And I felt that way a long time. You go out to anybody that's flown, and you've heard the people that breach security with stun guns and plastic knives or whatever. It ain't working, and they're not doing anything quick enough to get it to work, and they've got to.
And something's definitely broken. Last thing, sir.
Yeah.
So bear with me. I do not know if the venue or the approach of political correctness is dead or civil rights are being reduced, but yesterday I was watching this little show on another network. It was a thing about Howard Cosell, and Jim McKay pops on from a clip from 1972, and he used a two-word phrase that I guess I've lived with all my life now, but the light didn't go on until yesterday, and the two-word phrase was Arab terrorist. You remember Munich, 1972?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what New York, 61 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Some things never change, and I do not know what it's going to take. I do not know if it's a spearhead, if it's a bunch of teams, if it's neighborhood vigilantism. I'm not really sure where this is all going to pan out. I live out in a pretty conservative area. A lot of pinknecks are out here. And, you know, Loudoun County near Leesburg.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty close to you guys.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying that they're developing target lists, but
What is a pink neck?
Well, it's someone who's on the verge.
Not quite a redneck.
Who's being reformed.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Who has been pulled into political correctness, and all of a sudden, wait a minute, we're getting a black eye and a bloody nose, getting kicked in the stomach.
All right, listen, Phil. I don't think it comes down to calling people names at this
point. And when you start talking about vigilantes, I mean, I you do have to believe there are plenty of Arab Americans in this country that are affected by this tragedy, just like we are. That doesn't change. Nothing changes.
Let's go to Maria. Hey, Maria, Donna Mike Show. Hello, Maria, baby.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air. Turn your radio down, Maria.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a few statements to make.
Go ahead.
Number one, any person with half a brain would see this as terrorist, because this is the same setup that happened at the World Trade Center. A plane going that far to Dominican Republic, okay? Every ground crew is checking that plane. Security is checking that plane, okay? An engine does not fall out of a plane for no reason. Who was on ground crew? You know what I'm saying? Who was on the list going to Dominican Republic?
All those things are being checked out as we speak.
Okay, you know how much fuel had to be on that plane?
Sure.
To go to the Dominican, an awful lot, a hell of a lot of fuel. Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's number one. Okay, number two, where I live in Jersey, okay, you have Army planes flying over. Okay, you have anthrax, like, the post office is, like, a mile away from me and stuff. Okay, so I'm, like, doubly screwed, because I'm, like, near Newark Airport waiting for something to crash into my house. And I have to worry about getting my stupid mail.
Right.
You follow me?
Yeah, no,
we do follow you.
It sucks.
Okay, and another thing is, okay, Bush is doing an okay job, but Bush is neglecting to see that all of them people he's killing in Afghanistan, their kids are going to grow up and come after us. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Maria, thank you. Let's go to Barry. Barry, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Hey, Barry.
Barry?
Hello. While we find Barry, I do want to tell you something, though, about an engine falling off an airplane.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. One you time, speak with authority on this.
Oh, that's right.
Listen, I do want to tell you that engines can fall off airplanes.
Texas, wasn't it?
Yes. In 1980, whenever that movie Urban Cowboy came out.
Wasn't that when you broke your leg on the...
Broke my arm. On the. I got flown to Houston.
Bad trip for you.
For the premiere of Urban Cowboy. And I was in that bar, Gilly's, the famous bar that was in the movie. And here's a shock. I was drunk, and I got up on the on that Bucking Bronco.
The mechanical bull.
That John Travolta was on. I got thrown off, and I broke my arm. So I went to the Houston hospital, and I'm in a cast all the way from my shoulder down to my wrist, which means I've already missed a day of work because I was just supposed to fly from D.C. to Houston to go to the movie. So I have to call the program director and say, I got drunk last night at Gilly's and I broke my arm. I get to the airport. I'm standing at the airport wearing my goddamn J.R. Ewing big cowboy hat.
Everybody looks better than a cowboy hat.
And I got my arm in this cast. And I swear to Christ, I'm looking at the airplane that we're about to board, and an engine falls off. One of the engines falls off in front of everybody standing looking at the airplane. So at that point, yeah, the engine just falls off.
Right.
I call up, and by this time, the PD thinks, for some reason, I'm like AWOL, because I call him up and I say, hi, you're not going to believe this. I'm not going to be to work again today.
Right.
He says, why? I say, because the engine just fell off the airplane. And he said to me, wait a minute.
Right.
He said, wait a minute. Yesterday you broke your arm when you were on the mechanical bull at Gilly's.
Sure.
Today you're at the airport in Houston and you're telling me that the engine just fell off the airplane?
Fell clean off.
And it did. It fell. So anyway, point is, it can't happen.
Sure can happen. It's happened before,
happen.
Too.
I would agree with Maria. I still think that this has got to do something with terrorism, but... I don't know.
You know, speaking to her last point about, they're going to have kids that are going to... You also have to realize that in any war situation, I mean, there are children that come out of a war situation. And, we've got a government over there that we're trying to overthrow that, that is really targeting its own people. And I stand by our government.
There are also kids over there, especially girls, who couldn't be more pleased that we are liberating them from the Taliban.
Exactly.
Right. Hey, Peter, you there? All right. How about Joni? Or Joanne, I'm sorry. Joanne, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I mixed up?
What's going
Hello?
On?
Who's this, Peter or Joanne?
This is Peter.
Hi, Peter. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Hi.
I wanted to bring up a point about Rockaway. Before you had somebody on that said it was only a small radius between the Atlantic Ocean and the bay. My parents lived there their entire lives. My grandparents lived there their entire lives. The whole time they're living there, a plane does not crash in that small area. Not too long ago, they had that concert. Paul McCartney threw that concert in New York City.
Yeah.
One of the firemen got up on the stage. I thought it was pretty cool at the time because I felt, we'll get these guys.
We've been over this. We're going to hear this one a lot that he said, I live in Rockaway, come get me.
Yeah, I don't think that was too, that was a good idea now.
But listen, hold on, seriously. If that's the case, then these terrorists are, then they are super like Einstein smart.
Mm-hmm.
If they figured out to crash the plane where the guy on the telephone said 2 months ago. I mean, I've heard it from a lot of people.
That's impossible. That could not happen. That is beyond the realm of possibility. What is within the realm of possibility? I mean, the only way that could ever happen would be if you had a pilot that was going to target a specific area and bring a plane down.
Engine fell off first.
Yeah, the engine fell off first.
Let's go to Mary. Mary, hi. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, okay.
I unfortunately worked with someone who had a cousin on the plane today. And obviously, I haven't spoken to her for obvious reasons. Hopefully, she's home and collecting her family and they're having their time to get together and grieve. And I just hope, we're all touched by this, by 5 degrees of separation. And I hope, as a country, we can again come together and out of the icky rubble, we can pull together again. And
God, I'm like you, Dom, when I hear this, it just pisses me off. It just, when you get somebody close to the source, I just get mad. I just get mad all over, regardless of whether it was terrorism or a tragic accident. It just kind of makes me mad about the way we live right now. It sucks.
And I think the only way we have to fight it is to stand together.
Yep.
And help those, who need the help and stand united and be accepting of everyone who's here and remember that this country is founded on our differences. And that's one reason that makes us so special.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Good point.
Don't disagree with you. Just really pissed about this.
Yeah.
Really pissed. Really pissed we had strippers coming in today to play strip pyramid. We're not doing it today.
They're coming, though.
I know. They'll be here on Friday.
They're coming.
Let's go to Mike. I know we got a break, Robbie. Hello. Mike, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Okay.
I worked for the airline for 25 years. I just recently got laid off due to this situation that happened September 11th.
Sorry about that.
We were supposed to be taken, acquired by American Airlines. What they did is they took this opportunity to get rid of all the experienced help that worked for TWA. They got rid of mechanics in the New York metro area that had 35, 37 years. I don't know if people are aware of it, but the airlines brought in like a program years back to save money, to have part-time employees, A, B, C, and D scale employees. What it does, it makes the pool of people to choose from a lot less desirable. I mean, who can work for an airline for $12 an hour and support a family except people that might have ulterior motives?
Scary. It's scary to hear you say that.
All right, listen, we don't disagree. We absolutely thank you for the call. We'll continue with this right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Gold medalist twat putters, Don and Mike.
It's one of them days.
Yeah,
it is. You know, we're doing a live commercial. And normally we've got, like, too much coffee to get into the time.
Normally.
Today, as it turns out, we've got too much time for the coffee.
Right.
I mean, we fly through the coffee. So I waste time and waste time and waste time. And I time it out perfectly so that when we get done, it should go the jingle and then the network rejoiner.
Seamlessly.
Except the jingle is
WJFK.
Broken in the machine.
Naturally.
You see that? It's busted.
Oh, it's good. Never better.
Really? Let me try it.
No,
see?
Still broken.
It's busted.
No, it's broken.
Busted.
It'll automatically turn
it's
off.
Done busted.
Try it here.
Well, it's not cued.
No, it's not cued up.
Well, listen to the sound of an uncued tape cartridge. Listen.
Well, no, this one's cued now.
WJFK.
That didn't even work.
Now, but watch. Put it into card 5.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And it's already playing.
See? We got a busted machine
that's
here.
That's not good.
That's
we
a
got
problem.
A busted machine.
It's a damn big problem.
Phone number 877-365-3636, DC 202-432-1067, New York 877-692-1027. Here now is Buzz with an update on everything that we know thus far.
The latest is that a White House official is saying that it doesn't appear that terrorism was the cause of today's American Airlines crash in the Rockaway neighborhood of Queens, New York. That's true. That will turn out to be one unbelievably tragic coincidence. They say there are no firm conclusions, however. The FBI seems to be sticking to its story that there was an explosion before the plane crashed. Witnesses agree there were flames on the plane. The body of the plane itself now sits on top of 12 houses in the Rockaway neighborhood right around 131st Street. The engine landed at a Texaco gas station about 6 feet from the gasoline tanks. That's where neighbors in this very close-knit neighborhood ran with their fire extinguishers and garden hoses to try to prevent something worse from happening at that gas station. This neighborhood lost 100 people on September 11th, people who worked in the World Trade Center building and the firefighters and police.
What incredibly brave, wonderful human beings to run out of their house, run towards where there was obviously a chance of danger, near a gas station where a plane has crashed, and bring your own fire extinguishers down. The unbelievable people up there, just absolutely unbelievable.
Very dangerous. As we said earlier, 255 people on board that plane, including the 9 crew members. No reports of any casualties on the ground other than the people in the plane, of course. This happened at about 9:15 this morning on a flight to the Dominican Republic that had been delayed both at the gate and at the tarmac for a total of about 35 minutes. We're still waiting to hear why that delay, and I'll be checking on that.
Too.
Again, a couple of crash sites from the plane itself and from that engine that landed at the gas station. We're expecting to hear from Mayor Giuliani very shortly, who obviously has been through a lot in the last 61 days.
Let me know when that happens.
The latest.
We have experience.
I will.
We'll pull it up. I'll just tell you one thing. We've got experience with those big ones. I mean, when they've got a jumbo jet, they normally don't delay those planes. I mean, they're the ones that they try to get out on time unless they're, you know, like you guys had that experience going over to France, unless there's a mechanical issue.
Nothing unusual was reported. No threats were reported before the crash. Again, it was an Airbus A300. Six of those have crashed in the last 13 years, but there are 500 of them in service around the world. So it's not a plane that is apparently prone to trouble.
But Buzz, again, you know, for the beginning part of what you're reporting here, right. It sounds like on one hand, they're saying, nah, it was an accident. But then on the other hand,
they're leaning toward accident, but they're not saying anything in concrete yet.
All right, guys.
They will be able to do that. Has anybody said that they will be able to come back with you know, hard evidence either way? Because, God, that's important to get that information out to us as soon as possible.
As you said earlier, since all the debris landed on the ground, there's a very strong chance that they'll find the black box flight recorders and be able to check the wreckage for traces of any incendiary material. The engine that's at that Texaco station, despite the fire that it underwent for a short time, is mostly intact, and so they should be able to examine it for sabotage and those kinds of things. I also want to mention, before it gets away, that the bridges and tunnels are reopened in New York City. The city is, however, still on a level one high alert, and I will let you know as soon as Mayor Giuliani begins to speak.
All right, thank you, Buzz, because we'll get right to that. Let's get to your calls now. Here is Susan. Susan, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
How are you? What a day, huh?
Yeah, no ass.
God, I'm telling you. I wanted to say that I'm from New York. I'm from Long Island. My husband was stuck in the city for a while when this happened. He was underground and wasn't aware that it happened. But I think to initially assume that this was as a result of terrorist activity, I believe, is giving these guys a lot of credit. As you've often said, Don, you know, when they show pictures from Afghanistan, their military vehicle of choice is a Datsun.
Yes.
You know, to assume that they have this level of... Now, granted, they pulled the wool over our eyes the first time.
Right.
I don't believe that everything that happens is as a result of terrorism.
Okay, but hold on. Just bear with me for a second, yeah. Susan. Then, like I said before, then I feel God is really letting us down on this one. If this is just something that just happened at random,
I mean, it will, if it turns out to be that, one of the most horrible, tragic coincidences that you know, it happened to be, you know, in Queens at this plane.
Then it shakes my faith truly in there being a master plan for all of us. How could that be in a world where there is a God? And I know bad stuff happens all the time.
Right.
And I know God's not up there really pushing the button saying, well, I'm going to make this happen or I'm going to make this happen. But it just shakes my faith to think that the two planes could have gone in the Trade Center and then 2 months later, almost to the day, a plane would explode in the same city.
That it would be an accident.
But I really, truly believe that to initiate, and I understand it, it's a knee-jerk reaction to say, oh my God, it's another terrorist attack.
Yeah, of course.
I believe it gives them far too much credit. It gives them a lot of power.
You know, what you're saying, I want to interrupt you for a second and say what you're saying is extremely important, no matter what. No matter whether this turns out to be a terrorist or not. I think that we can never adopt the attitude that we're dealing with supermen here, because we're not. We're really, really not.
Right.
And I've told people, I mean, especially kids that I've spoke to, that I've been optimistic from day number one that we're going to deal with this. And if this is terrorism, we're going to deal with it again.
Exactly.
Because we are a superior country and we are, you know, we have superior technology.
You know, and I don't disagree, but I'm saying right now, today, first day, 1 hour after this happened, Jesus Christ, who didn't have that feeling in the pit of their stomach?
Everybody, yeah, right.
Everybody. Christ, again.
Initially, I have to tell you, initially I did. And it was the same with the anthrax scare, where, you know, they're going on, and we find out it's a homegrown nut.
Apparently.
Responsible for the anthrax being spread.
That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, as that story develops, you know, they still obviously don't know for sure what the situation is with that. Mm. But, you know, I do, I, I, on one hand, I say we should really tighten our security. Mm-hmm. We have to do that. I really think that's important. But I agree with this woman, really, when you say, you know, hey, all right, you gave us this. Come on, bring it on, because we can handle
it. Right. That's right. That's exactly right. And then to automatically roll over, and not roll over, but assume that this type of, that they are that scary powerful, to use one of your terminology, that they can get by us again? I don't think so.
Well, I hope you're right. I really do hope you're right.
And I have to tell you, I enjoy your show. I have to hang my antenna over the top of my wall unit to get you. I'm from Suffolk County.
Yeah.
But I do it. I have it hooked up on the wall, and I enjoy your show.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, honey. You too. Don, maybe the plan is that we pull together and fight evil. Maybe that's what the grand plan is that you asked about.
Well, I wish God would speak to me.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to me the only person God ever speaks to is Reggie White. And why that is, I don't know. You're some big, stupid football player. I'm an important disc jockey.
Right.
Well, you know, that starts happening. Next thing you know, you come up
football
deaf.
Player that's always being all like...
You lose your hearing in a second. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to, you know, first of all, I don't like that we're having to have these conversations again on the phone after September 11th. We're sitting here saying, you know, oh, I'm concerned about my safety, blah, blah, blah. I don't understand why that first attack wasn't enough. You know, why are we sitting here talking about this?
Bingo. I agree.
And you know, I first of all, and also I'd like to say that either way, this is definitely a terrorist attack, whether or not there were people on those planes or not. I think that the reason why it might have happened is because people are so focused on stopping terrorism that they're neglecting the overall safety of the plane, the engine and everything. They're probably not focusing on that enough.
You could be right about that. I think, you know, if it makes us pay attention to, you know, the security of airports and the airport maintenance, I mean, we have to do that.
And I'm wondering, though, if there were 30 Muslims on this plane, and they go in there and they don't have any weapons on them, we can't touch them. We can't say you can't go on this plane because of their civil rights. Now, what if there were 30 Muslims on there and they just decide to overtake the plane and attack?
Now you're speculating. Yeah. I mean, we have no idea what the deal is with this.
And furthermore, I know I've heard stories about pilots who have had Muslims on their plane. You know, Arab-looking guys on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And the pilots, I'm sure you've heard these stories. The pilots have said, I'm not flying.
Oh, if a pilot has, I believe, the legal right to eject anybody off his plane for any reason.
I'm not flying with these guys on the plane. And these were two guys who were doing nothing.
You know, when you went
American
into that...
American citizens minding their own business.
When you went into that bar the other night with the guy that didn't like bowlers, threw you out of the bar for no good reason, I think a pilot has every right to do... I think that legally, a pilot can say, hey, I don't want you to... I will not fly this plane unless you get off of it.
All right, phone numbers, 877-365-3636. Nationally, DC 202-432-1067 in New York, 877-692-1027. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Listen, first thing I want to tell you, my mom loves you guys. She's the one that turned me on to you. My mom, Eileen, and she's 78 years old. So.
All right.
Just a little, you know,
that's good.
Listen, I'm an airline pilot. And like what you're doing today is a great thing, letting people vent and stuff. I personally agree with, you know, most of what you're saying. Without a doubt, we have to get federalized as far as the screening goes.
I'd like to warn everybody in the studio that I just vented, too.
Oh,
sorry, guys.
Gotcha.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just felt an opportunity.
I wasn't listening to the show. I was down in the basement. If this was a terrorist act, let me tell you how I think it happened. These guys, if they're suicidal, it's probably very easy to get some type of a key remote for your car, hook it up to a bomb, just put it in checked baggage, and, you know, if you want to do it, bang, they blow themselves away. They've got to screen every bag that goes on the airplane.
Amen.
And that's what we've been talking about since the 11th. That's been every pilot's nightmare, is this has to be, every bag has to be screened.
I agree, and do it yesterday. I mean, get
Absolutely.
It done. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You're the second person that works in the industry that's called the show with that. And you guys have, you know, especially the people that fly these planes and work on these planes, you guys have a right to have that done. It should be your right to get that done.
Hey, listen, us, the poor schmucks who ride on the planes, we have the right to have
Absolutely.
That done.
Absolutely. Yeah, get
All
it
right,
done.
Kevin, thank you, and say hi to your mom, Eileen, and tell her I had a great time at that party. Angela. Well, you know, and we all, you know that song by Dexys Midnight Runners.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
Hello, Angela.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi there. Come on.
Hello. All right. Actually, first, what I would like to say is the first thing that came to my mind is when this plane went down was that it was an act of terrorism. Okay, especially because of the September 11th and the time that it happened. However, they were saying that there was a plane. The plane was delayed because of some type of engine problem.
Oh, okay.
But then that's again, it comes to your mind thinking about, wait a second. You know, engines don't just break off from a plane.
They can. In fact, some are designed to break away from the plane.
But, are they really?
Yeah, and the plane should normally fly just fine without
and
one
I
of the
really
engines.
It's, there have been incidences of catastrophic mechanical failure
yes.
that happen right after a plane takes off where there is no time for pilots to communicate a problem to the it happens occasionally.
Right, right. I mean, it's a bad thing that it happened, but I just hope that this is just a coincidence that it is mechanical failure.
Even if it's a coincidence, though, it's not, you know, that's no consolation to the people
still stocks
that were on the plane and people that were, you know, that are in New York that are just right now having another one of those days.
Angela, know how you feel. Thank you. We got to move on, honey. Hello, Bob, Don and Mike show. Hello, Bob.
Hello?
Hey, Bob, what about Bob?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. This is Bob. I was listening to a lot of this stuff all this morning and people talking about terrorists and their effects, and I feel this is mainly an accident, possibly caused by migrating birds would be enough to tear an engine off a twin-engine plane on a climb out. It would be impossible to recover from. There would just not be enough time to cut power to the other engine, put it into a glide, regain control, and continue. The plane would basically cartwheel and go over into the ground. But by people claiming this is a terrorist attack and being in fear of a terrorist attack means that the terrorists have won. When everything we decide to see on TV, we assume is terrorists.
Well, not everything we see on TV, I think I speak for people here, we assume to be a terrorist. But listen, your gut reaction is you see an airplane crash in New York City, 2 months almost to the day.
And you say, you know, oh, no, not again. Are we beaten?
I don't think so, even if it is a terrorist attack. We're not defeated.
If that becomes your gut reaction,
no,
then they've won.
Being cautious or angry?
I mean, that's a gut reaction based on our experience. Are we going to stop going to airports? Are we going to stop flying? No, we're not. We're not going to do that. And they haven't won. Until we stay in our homes and we don't go out anymore. That's right. When they win. Hey, but it's
the airline travel is off by, what, 50%, 70%?
But wait a minute. Can you tell me, sir, honestly, that you hear this and you immediately discount it and don't think it's a possibility of terrorism? How can
you
not do that?
I don't go around saying it would be impossible for it to be a coincidence.
Well, I mean, but
when people start comparing, it's been 1 month to the day, or
yeah, and that's a natural assumption, and it doesn't mean that. And I said that myself. It doesn't mean I think the terrorists have won.
We still don't have definitive word as to whether it was terrorism or was an accident. We still don't know yet.
And even
I first heard about this driving to work in my car. I'm an engineer, and there's an old saying in engineering: when you assume,
Yeah, but I think it's can I interrupt you?
Hold on.
Can I
interrupt you? Excuse me, Superman.
Let me just tell you something, sir. I think it's a hell of a lot more damaging for a guy like you to call a radio show and say they've won than for people to speculate on the fact that this might be terrorism.
And I don't think that there's... I'm not ashamed to tell you. I think in my heart of hearts, swear on my family's life, America will prevail in this. But I also don't think it's wrong to say... This scares the crap out of me.
Sure it does.
What's wrong with that? They've not won by me saying that.
This is what terrorists do, create terror. The idea now is to defeat them.
That's exactly right.
Well,
being afraid, you know, there is something called the price of freedom.
Well, then listen,
died and how many people have the United States?
Listen, I'm sorry
you're asking people to do is something people can't do.
I am sorry that I am not as scary, powerful as you are.
Airplane.
Okay?
First of all, you know, sir, hey, can I ask you a favor?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're rambling on, you're not listening, and we're trying to communicate with you here, and you're asking people to do something that... The vast majority of people are psychologically incapable of doing. And I'm sorry not everybody, you know, walks around with a cape and an S on their chest like you do.
I really feel sorry for somebody who feels that the American people are incapable of doing anything that they set their minds to do.
I don't disagree with you, but I'm
You're
saying,
making my statement into something I didn't say. I'm saying...
By placing people in fear...
You're turning it into something it's not. I'm telling you that it's a normal, perfectly acceptable reaction when you hear about a plane going down in Queens that this was another terrorist act. That's not the terrorist winning at all. The terrorist winning is if we say, oh my God, we should never even fly, we should never travel, we should never go out of our houses. That's the terrorist winning.
Terrorist winning is by people assuming that this isn't a terrorist.
No, wrong. You're absolutely wrong.
No,
you're wrong because if you're...
It's probable to be an accident.
No, you're dead wrong. You're absolutely wrong.
Well, listen, I tell you what, though. Why don't you just put on your red boots and your cape and fly over there and handle it for us, then?
Because I have a more important job to do at the moment.
Yeah.
You have a more important job than what? Than being a superhero?
Part of it is. I work in the defense industry.
Do you understand when I say to you that...
I'm actively doing something
to
protect the people that
Can I say something to you, sir? You're not really good at communicating back and forth, and I'm trying to tell you something, that when you tell people who feel the way Don does, the way I do, the way Rob does, the way Buzz does, the way the vast majority of Americans feel, that, hey, this might have been a terrorist thing, or this probably was a terrorist act, that's the initial reaction, and then you're saying that we are defeated by terrorists for feeling that way, that's far more damaging to me than what you're saying.
I disagree with you strongly.
So what would you like us to come on today? Would you like we come on at 11 o'clock and say, oh, this was a tragedy, but hey, means nothing?
Yeah, you're saying they've already won. You're saying they have already won.
I don't see anybody laughing here.
They haven't already won. I disagree with you.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people saying, turn their country into an ocean. This is from other radio shows, not particularly today.
You seem to be admitting
the resounding theme of Nukem.
Now listen, for the last time, they win if we or anybody else says, you know what, I'm afraid to go out. I'm afraid to travel. I'm afraid to drive. I'm afraid to fly. I'm afraid to go to the mall.
You know, I watched the special on HBO last night, which was about Easy Company and those guys in World War II. The vast majority of those guys talked about being afraid and talked about the fear that they had and people that lost their lives. And, you know, you remember the result of that war? Those guys all admitted to being afraid of the enemy. Those guys, in many cases, the guy that ran the platoon, talked about respecting the enemy, that they were a good army, that we defeated. But we defeated them. Admitting fear is not cowardice, and it is not letting the enemy win. Admitting fear is being honest with yourself. Staying the course and persevering, that's real courage.
You know, people talk about defeating the enemy. We can do nothing, and the terrorists have won. We can go in, bomb Afghanistan, do all that we want. And what that will accomplish is creating a whole new generation of terrorists.
Okay, well then I'll put it on you, since you've got all the answers. What's your solution?
Silence.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I had all the solutions, I'd be the president.
Just criticisms, no solution. Really, I don't know what you're trying to accomplish other than hear your own voice. I really don't.
Well, I guess you got to get back to that, super important job you're doing.
And thank God Buzz has some breaking news for us.
Goodbye.
Mayor Giuliani still hasn't held his briefing formally with reporters, but he has said to at least one reporter that it appears there are no survivors from today's crash. We also have learned just now from the National Transportation Safety Board that at least one of the black box flight recorders, one of the two, has been found and will, within the hour, be flown back to Washington. Hundreds of people are working on the investigation. We also now know that pieces of the airplane, in addition to falling on that Rockaway neighborhood of Queens, also fell into Jamaica Bay, and many of those pieces have been and are being recovered right now. So the investigation continues, and the growing evidence is that this was an accident that brought down this flight today.
All right, let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris, Don and Mike show. Then we got to do a break. Hi, Chris. Hey, Chris, turn your radio down, please.
Hello?
Chris, buddy, turn your radio down. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Is it Don?
Don and Mike.
Don, how you doing, Mike? How you doing? Hi. Buzz, what's going on?
Hey.
I just wanted to respond to what the previous caller, Bob, was talking about.
Sure.
How can any self-respecting American right now just sit back watching your TV, listen to you guys on the radio, rule out that this wasn't a terrorist attack?
Right.
It's like you were, like you guys have been saying. It's your gut feeling.
Absolutely.
The first thing that comes to everybody's mind.
Common sense.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that they've won. Not by a long shot, because they haven't won.
They haven't won at all.
And I think if most Americans
don't... America is going to pull through this.
Yeah.
We're going to come out of this on top.
Absolutely.
And also responding to that other woman who called saying how these terrorist kids are going to grow up and they're going to come after us. Well, you know what? All the women in Afghanistan have to be thrilled right now.
Yep, right.
What we're doing, how we're handling the Taliban. And if these kids grow up not having these guys teaching them, you know, that America is wrong, America's bad,
mm-hmm.
and they see us as being good for giving them all this food.
Right.
I mean, I just, I appreciate you guys just letting me get on here and vent a little bit.
I appreciate your call. You make sense.
New York feel the same way I do. About how they haven't won and they're not
going to
win.
Good
all right,
call.
Thank you. Oh, now let me balance it. Let's go to Tracy, who agrees with the other guy. Tracy, Don and Mike show. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, okay.
Well, the only thing I had to say was there's some remnants to what the original caller had
some
said.
Some what?
When we closed down all the bridges and the tunnels and then we evacuated the Empire State Building, you know, with what happened on September 11th, it makes Americans nervous, thinking that, good God, could this be happening again?
Yeah, yeah, and in World War II, when you'd get the German bombers flying over, sometimes they'd have false alarms and they'd send everybody down into the subways.
Exactly.
And that's what you do when you're at war.
Right, and that's not saying that, oh my God, the terrorists have won.
Right.
Because they haven't.
No.
Because now we're aware. And we're doing what we need to do in our country to take care of our own. And also, that first woman who had called you and had said that, oh, now because of what's going on over there, the children over there are going to grow up to become terrorists. How ignorant can you be? That's not what's going to happen. What about the women that are in Afghanistan and the women that are... They have no right to have no self-dignity, no self-respect. You know, when this is all said and done, it's not going to be, oh, America is almighty and so wonderful, and oh, let's wave the red, white, and blue. But, you know, when all of the countries in the world unite together against what one person's doing, you might want to stand up and say, hey, you know, they're doing right. They're not raising a whole nation of
gotcha.
Little terrorists.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. And this is Russ. Hello, Russ. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike. Don.
Hey. Hi, hi, Russ.
Hey, Mike. Big fan of crap, by the way.
Thank you.
Crap.
Thank you. You and Jeff Hedges.
Don,
and Tom Gavin.
And Tom Gavin. He wasn't there the other night, though.
Bastard.
I have a question about the way you were talking about God and stuff. You know, whether you believe in God or Buddha or Muhammad or whoever it is, I mean, the whole idea behind that is that they give you free will. So, you know, we pretty much can do whatever the hell we want.
I agree, and I said I understand that God is not up there orchestrating things, saying, oh, well, today I'm going to crash a plane into Queens, New York. All it does is just... Listen, it's an emotional day for me, and I don't think I'm that different from a lot of people. It screws with my faith.
How many people have
momentarily?
How many people haven't had their faith tested in times of tragedy? I mean, what you say is what many people would say, especially people that are there today would say, "Oh my God, you know what kind of God lets this happen?" Why? Everybody questions things. I mean, it happens, and
this makes me feel worse than if it was a terrorist attack.
Mayor Giuliani.
Oh, hold on. Robbie, let's go. Let's go live to the mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani.
I have him on CNN.
Sounds like a soap opera. We got a soap opera on Channel 2.
We're recovering as many bodies as we can.
God damn.
He'll be taken to Floyd Bennett Field for identification. And we will...
We go to the coverage, we get the young and the restless.
Right. Airport, meet with as many other families as possible.
That's what you get for counting on CBS.
No S.
They're getting as much information as we can give them. People should not speculate at this point as to the cause. I don't think people should jump to conclusions. There's no reason for anyone to change anything they're going to do in their life right now as a result of this. The city is on the highest state of alert, but the city is always on the highest state of alert and has been for the last, for the last almost nine weeks now. And there's no reason for any different things being done right now. People should go to work, people should go to school, people should go about their normal way of life. There is no threat to them, and they should leave it to the NTSB to investigate it. This may well have been a mechanical failure of some kind. It may have been something else. The FBI and the police will investigate that part of it. And at this point, I think the best thing for people to do is to suspend judgment and wait until all the facts are in, until there's a chance to interview all the eyewitnesses and there's a chance to examine the plane physically to determine, will that tell us anything about what happened? It's reported that there were no unusual communications between the tower and the aircraft, but that's a preliminary report. I emphasize that every single fact that I gave you is preliminary. We've interviewed a number of witnesses. There are somewhat differing accounts that witnesses give. That is totally normal in a situation like this. And I commend the very, very quick and rapid response of the fire department and the police department in getting this fire out as quickly as possible. I don't believe there are any survivors at this point. I mean, I don't know. I don't think we know that there are any survivors.
There is what appears to be a second engine on the ground about a block away that demolished the back half of a Victorian home. That would be two engines on a plane. Have you seen that one as well?
No, I have not seen that second one. I saw the first one.
My parents might have been on that flight. How do I get passengers on that flight?
At Kennedy Airport, there's a family center. I believe it's set up at the Ramada. I think it's set up at the Ramada Inn, and they should have all of that information there. And you have my condolences and my sympathy and my prayers. I'm very sorry. And we'll try to help you get that information. I'm very, very sorry.
That was Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
There you go. Giuliani right there. Right. And in the beginning, because we had the feed of the CBS affiliate, mm-hmm. It sounded like we were going live to the mayor at Gracie Mansion, where he was banging his girlfriend.
It was one of those obviously hot and heavy scenes during a soap opera.
Right.
It made me realize when we went to the soap opera that the soundtracks, at least, very similar to a good porno.
Porno.
Yes,
absolutely. Okay, another round of your phone calls. When we come back, you know the phone numbers. Come on, please, 877-365-3636, the national number, D.C. 202-432-1067 in New York, 877-692-1027. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Cocksure broadcasters, Don and Mike.
All right, I'll tell you how the terrorists haven't won.
How's that?
Strip pyramid. We're going to do it today with 12 hot strippers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We postponed that to Friday.
All right.
Unless they drop the N-U-K-E on us.
Right.
We're playing that game on Friday.
Good for you.
Good. Also this week on the show, the debut of Dog Day Afternoon. That's a new thing. We'll tell you what that is. Our Thanksgiving turkey game next week.
Yeah. Very exciting. You said you were going to drop a hint on us, myself included.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You might want to clip your nails. That's all I'll tell you.
Thanks.
You might want to clip your nails for our big Thanksgiving show that involves a turkey.
Yeah. I am lost.
And that's good advice no matter what, really.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, never hurts.
Stop it.
See the Dynamite Gutter Balls.
Oh, I think it's life-threatening, Buzz.
See the Dynamite Gutter Balls take on the all-gay team, the Bowling Ballers, including their drag queen cheerleaders.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wednesday night at the AMF Lanes in Annandale, Virginia.
Won't that be special?
And, again, we're betting with these guys. If they beat us, we have to go to this homo club called WET. And if we win, they have to come with us to Camelot, one of the greatest strip bars in the history of D.C.
There you go.
Okay, so let's get some phone calls going here at 877-365-36, 36202-432-1067, 877-692-1027, and Maureen, hello, Don and Mike show. Hi, Maureen.
Maureen?
Baby.
Yeah.
Maureen, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah. I wanted to address, I just happened to tune in. I'm not a regular listener, and I happen to hear somebody...
thank you. Thank you for that compliment.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. My husband is, though.
Okay, there you go. You made it all better.
Right. And I just want to say first, I'm not a holy roller type person, but I do believe in God. And unfortunately, I heard what the gentleman in the background there was saying. I don't know his name, but... He was saying, Jesus Christ and Christ, how can God let this happen? This would, really shakes my faith. This was about maybe 10, 15 minutes ago.
That would be I.
Okay. Well,
me.
Just keep in mind that these horrible things that happen, they're acts of man, not acts of God.
Thank you, honey.
Okay? And
thank you.
The other thing is you have the ability, you have in your hands the means of reaching thousands and thousands of people. Please, don't let these people that hear your voice every day feel that your faith is shaken, because a lot of people look to your opinions
if someone is,
like that.
If someone is looking to me for strength, then we have lost. Please, if anybody...
Well, not that they're looking to you for strength, but
anybody
they do
out
hear...
There
people do hear your opinions. People like
people
to hear
know
other
I'm
people's
a,
opinions.
People know I'm a dumb disc jockey, honey.
You're not a
Come
dumb
on,
disc
yes,
jockey.
Yes, I am. Get out of here.
And I think you said when you were questioning your faith about that, you were saying just that. Questioning, and that doesn't mean you
momentarily.
People who question don't lose it, and I think that the same people that say that they question, you know, is there a God when things like this happen? I think in the same breath say, you know, I know there's a God. I know that there's a good that will triumph over evil, and I think we will persevere and prevail in this situation.
But again, it's something that goes through your head. You see that happen, you go, if that's not a terrorist attack, hey God, where were you?
Yeah.
Hello, Manuel.
Yes, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Mr. Labor, how are you?
All right. I see, I'm a long-time listener for about three and a half years. I don't get to hear you guys when you're on your regular schedule. I hear your rebroadcast on 1300 AM.
Right.
I just want to say you guys are doing a hell of a job. Don, Mike, Buzz, Lisa, Rob, keep it up. Guys, don't let people screw you over. F you, Maureen.
Oh, wow. That's the last lady. Now that would not be God's will either.
Yeah, I don't know why he was so hostile towards young Maureen.
Pull together, not apart. Hello, Tom, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
I just wanted to bring a little different perspective on all this. I'm a career law enforcement officer in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
And that engineer that says that once you start assuming it's a terrorist act, that the terrorists have won, I think he's got it the opposite way.
Right.
I think you've got to assume that, because that what makes you mentally prepared to respond to it.
Absolutely.
Right.
I think it's the fact that people immediately assume that we're under attack again. I think that's the reason why you saw people with fire extinguishers running towards that gas station. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely the reason why you had F-15s over the air in New York in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
Because it's a question of being mentally prepared. It's not at all. But like I said, from a law enforcement perspective, we always have to assume the worst so that we're mentally prepared to respond to it.
Well, I think you can look for that guy. I think you're absolutely right in that guy that was saying that. You can look for on an episode of Law and Order coming up real soon.
D.A.
D.A.
Yeah.
Big D.A.
That's why mamas don't let your babies grow up to be engineers.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call.
I shouldn't rant. I heard a couple of guys talking over the weekend actually at a driving range, and I think they were both law enforcement guys on a high level, and I couldn't help but eavesdrop in there, because they were talking about a guy apparently that was getting promoted, and talking about him being an engineer, and it was just funny to hear him. I guess engineers in certain circles, perhaps law enforcement, have a bit of a bad rap, you know. Yeah,
I know engineers in radio have a bad rap,
and that's just not right.
I know that.
Hello, right. Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah.
Hello, Sean. Don and Mike Show. Sean.
driving range.
Listen, Sean's calling. We got three separate phone numbers today. 877-365-3636, the national number. D.C., your hotline is 202-432-1067. And New York, your number is 877-692-1027. Here is Sean on the New York line. Hi, Sean.
How you doing, Don, Mike? How you guys doing?
Okay.
I want to disagree with that lady caller who was on saying that hearing your voice over the radio saying that you lost some of your faith or you discouraged in your faith, I actually think it's a positive thing because hearing that I'm not alone is a big issue. You know, my faith is a little shaken, and you talking about it actually makes me feel better that I'm not alone and that they haven't won.
That's right.
Of course they haven't. I mean, we'll beat them in the end.
We will.
There's no doubt about that. Sean, thank you for the call. Let's go to Lewis. Hey, Lewis, Don and Mike show. Lou, baby.
Hey. How you doing, guys?
Okay, Lewis.
Oh, man. I mean, damn. A lot of people died this year.
Is this Lewis with the fangs?
Is this Lewis from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the guy with the fangs who we dressed up in the dummy.
No.
Different Lewis.
No, I was the guy that called, before when the Yankees beat the Athletics. I was, the first quarter.
There's so many Lewises out there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
there's Lewis the retard. There's Lewis the guy we dressed up in the Diamondbacks uniform.
Yeah,
right.
Just give me Luis.
You
know. Okay, all right, Luis. What can we do for you, Luis?
Yeah, I'm just, wondering, I'm just thinking, I've been saying that God, don't you think that God has, a perfect timing, to do stuff? I mean, I know a lot of people die, but don't you think that he has a, will to do something?
A reason, you mean?
Yeah.
That's something really, I don't want to turn this into a big theological discussion here, but that's something I don't buy about religion, and I believe in God. I go to church every week. I pray to God every day. I say thank you to God every day for my great life. But
now tell the truth. You say thank you to God when you look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Well, how can I not, Mike? But here's what I don't get: when something good happens, it's God's will. When something bad happens, it's God has a reason for it. I don't get that. I like to just think of my God as a good guy. When I think about God, I think the bad stuff that happened, maybe he was watching another part of Metropolis that day.
I think he probably, I like to think he looks down on all of us and he watches the way we handle ourselves in these situations. And, there is good, there is evil, and we have to deal with things the best way we can.
Hello, Eric. Don and Mike. Ed, I'm sorry, Ed.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Ed.
Potentates of the airwaves.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome to the 700 Club.
Yeah, come on.
Us have not won. If they had won, the plane would not have been in the air. I was in New York City this week. The city was alive. Yeah. Manhattan was jumping.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Bad.
Last week was the first week I felt like the city was back on track, and it will be again.
I want to thank you guys. You make me laugh daily. And then when the occasion arises, you rise and you occasion that the appropriate respect that it deserves. And you let the people voice their opinions, and I'm really thankful for that.
Well, thank you, Ed. We appreciate the call.
Getting back to you with God, though, I have a question. When you do it in the morning, isn't it, to walk us through it, isn't it, you stand in front of the mirror, you go, look at yourself, you kind of give a look like, hey, thank you, God. Then you kiss your hand and place it on the mirror?
Yeah. And also my genitals.
That's a handheld mirror.
Yeah, I go against the off. Thank you, God.
Right.
Thank you.
And then...
Again, you're right, kiss my hand.
But you don't put it on the mirror.
It's really not a handheld mirror. It's more of a floor mirror that he squats over.
I love Glenn.
Thank you for my taint.
I love Glenn. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I know an acquaintances that were gone on the 11th, but nobody close to me, so I'm an outsider, and I feel a little relieved. Relieved that it wasn't worse. I know a plane crashing is bad, is very bad. But I've seen what could it be, and I'm just glad it wasn't worse. I'm glad it could have been anywhere that things fell, and I'm glad it didn't fall in a worse place than it did.
Yeah, you don't know the whole story. If there was a pilot keeping it out of what would have been a worse situation.
Yeah,
you don't know yet.
You're right. Thank you for the call, Glenn. Let's go to Brian. Brian, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, Brian.
Yeah?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Donnie, Mike, I wanted to ask, do you think that this is going to bring on more biased crimes against Arabs?
I hope not. I wouldn't think
so. I don't think so.
Especially since it appears to be an accident. I think that's doubtful. You know, I hope not.
You know, whether it's terrorism, whether it's not, there's only one thing that I think people have to remember, and I hope they do remember this. The bottom line here is there are going to be some more funerals in and around New York City. And for that, my heart goes out to everybody up there. You know, whether you were affected directly by this or not, it's just everybody can agree on this. You didn't need another shot like this. And I really do feel for the people in New York.
Thank you, Brian. Let's go to Joe. Joe, Donna Mike Show. Hello? Joe, buddy.
Hello.
Joe, hi.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
I saw a plane go down.
Where were you? Over there by Queens?
Yeah. And it did like a nosedive right into the buildings.
Ugh.
And we saw the engine go like into a gas station. And we all just started running. It was so scary. It was like cool.
When you saw the plane, was the plane intact when you saw it?
You saw
the plane do a nosedive.
It wasn't intact because the what's it called flew down.
The
engine fell down already.
But
while
the
engine fell already.
When you saw it, when you saw this plane, was the besides the engine, was the body of the plane intact?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Thanks. Let's go to
the body of the plane still mostly intact on top of those homes. They did find a wing in Jamaica Bay, and then they found that engine at the gas station.
You know, I didn't hear that until this very moment, and that would say to me that if the body of the plane was intact, then maybe you were dealing with mechanical failure.
That's what it's starting to look like, yes.
John, hello. Well, if someone would have told us that 4 hours ago.
I would have liked to hear that information.
I didn't know the body.
We
could have done almost a regular show today.
All I heard was two separate crash sites.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Donna Mike Show, hi.
Hi, how are you? Nice to talk to you.
You too.
I have a little twist to this. You guys keep talking about God and the God that you believe in. Well, don't you think that Bin Laden is sitting there when he hears about this and saying it was a gift from Allah that this plane crashed, no matter how it crashed?
Sure. Listen, the whole religion thing is very subjective. I mean, everybody's got their own deal. I don't want to bore you with this, but I've already told you that I believe God loves everybody, even bad guys.
Right, but that's the God that we believe in.
No,
a different type of God.
Whatever. It's what, you know, whether it's Allah, whether it's Buddha, whether it's Jesus Christ, whether it's God, whatever.
You know, when you mentioned before that I've been thinking about what you said you said something about when somebody said there's a reason for it. When something good happens, it's the will of God. When something bad happens, there's a reason for it. I think that maybe, what I've always heard is it's your time, you know, and maybe that's the only reason, you know, that it is your time and that is the reason. But I mean, who's to say? These are the great mysteries on the 700 Club.
Let's go to Seth. All I know is I'm goddamn tired of talking about God. Yeah. I never should have mentioned that.
Well, I'll tell you, that take the Lord's name in vain thing, if that's legit in the Bible, you're gonna have to do a hell of a tap dance.
I got a free pass on that. Hello.
God told you.
Seth.
Yes.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Okay.
Well, I hate to keep boring you all with this. I'm calling on the whole faith issue.
Great song. I don't like George Michael much, but I love the song.
You gotta have faith?
Yeah. I also like Hill.
You don't like George Michael?
Faith Hill.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey,
do you like Blind Faith?
but what I wanted to say was all these people are
Percy Faith.
Faith
God.
No More?
What's that?
Hold on, we're playing the Faith game right now. Is there a Faith Edwards?
Not that I'm aware of. It would fall into the too obscure to know category.
Well, wasn't there a Faith on one of your soap operas? A woman named
Faith? I'd be out then. I'm out of the Faith game.
You got another one?
No, I think you should win personally just on Percy Faith, because he's a great man.
King of the Faith.
King of the Faith.
Yeah. Yeah. King of Faith.
King of Faith.
Anyway, Seth, I'm sorry.
No problem. What I wanted to say was, I was trying to look at the good in all this, right? And it seems like the damage was almost minimal. You hit a plot of land that probably couldn't have been hit, you know, if the pilot had tried.
Right.
It's a thin spot of land almost off the ocean. It seems to me like all the casualties on the ground are still alive. And, no terrorists have come out and admitted to it yet. So, you know, I can't see why people would blame God for all this happening.
Well, who else am I supposed to blame?
What's your point, man?
Well, you know, it could have been.
I mean, really, what is your point? I don't understand your point. I don't know what kind of point you're trying to make.
My point is, I just don't understand. What I'm saying is, I don't think people should quite, you know, point their finger at God and ask why.
Well, then who do I point the finger at?
Well, you should point your finger at anybody.
Oh, there's somebody. That's the way I live. That's the way I feel.
I think a lot of people, when tragedy happens, will say, "Oh God, why did you do this?"
Right.
Oh,
I mean, that's the way people wrap their heads around it. I mean, whatever anybody wants to do, let them do it. You know, let them deal with it their own way. I mean, let them get through tragedy their own way. That's the whole deal with all of this. I mean, a lot of this terrorism is done in the name of God, and that's wrong. I think we have to be more tolerant of everybody.
Oh,
if somebody wants to blame God, that's their right to do that.
I agree with you completely. Okay. I just wanted to bring up I kind of expressed the way I feel about maybe there was, you know, some positive aspect of this.
No, how can there be a positive aspect? You got over 200 people that were killed.
I understand that.
And if the plane had landed in the water and it wasn't terrorism, you'd have probably less damage done.
But you still have 200 people dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. It's still a terrible thing.
Okay, thanks. Hey, God just called and said, "You're a dumbass."
That would be the first person that we usually try to hold back on days like this, but that was when we just felt it necessary.
Hello, Dom. Don and Mike show. Hello, Dom. Dom.
Hi.
Dom.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
I don't believe it's Dom DeLuise. I believe
some other guy named
Dom. Dom, are you there? How about Steve? Let's go to Steve. Steve?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Don and Mike show.
What do you say, Don?
Hey.
Listen, I got a different theory on this.
What?
You know, the whole faith thing. God gives us a chance to come down on the earth, and God accepts us when it's time to come back. While we're on Earth, he's nothing more than a bystander. I mean, how do you explain all the bad things that happen?
I think you might be right.
And, listen, I don't disagree, and I think that when we've had serious discussions about religion before, I've said that it's free will. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think that sometimes there's a part of me that thinks that God should have some superseding power where he'll say, okay, I already let two planes fly into the World Trade Center. Here's another one that's going to go down. I'm going to throw a little lightning down there. I'm going to roll my magic dice, and I'm going to save this plane
right, so
that the people don't have to go through this crap again.
Then let's try this. Let's take your listening audience and their patriotism and everything. Say a very quick prayer, and he puts an end to terrorism.
Amen.
Hey, well,
nobody's going to argue with you on that one.
Not that it hasn't been done already.
Hey, but let's just do it.
All right.
Yeah, I really do believe. I mean, in my little belief system, I sometimes think that the power of group prayer is significant. It'd be a lot of people that are thinking about the same thing.
Together.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Jesus Christ, my Lord, please put an end to terrorism. But also, please don't forget our ratings.
Right.
Well, you had to see. That's like an amendment to a bill.
I'm sorry.
That's like what they do on, you know, in Congress. Like when there's a good piece of legislation and then you got a pork barrel.
I'm sorry.
Just pork barreled God.
No,
it's not going to kill the bill, though.
No.
Well, that's for sure.
I got to make sure. Hey, God, if you're up there and you're handling things right now, if you can hear me,
mm-hmm.
you know, take care of terrorism.
Well, I'm just trying to get in good with God. I actually,
you got some spare time.
Mm-hmm.
Help us out in the Arbitrons.
Well, I didn't really mind the amendment either. It's not a deal breaker.
All right, let's go to Buzz, please.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
he's an atheist, incidentally.
Found
right.
a way
no.
to bring good news to his people.
Buzz,
he made it up.
He made it up. Okay, what is your lead made-up story today, Buzz?
Well, naturally, a complete wrap-up on today's air tragedy.
Naturally. Oh, and listen, what would the tone of today's show? We've not even had a chance to play any games, so let's just do this right now. Be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636.
All right.
Be the 100th caller, 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067, 877-692-1027. Caller 100 right now will win today's key.
That's right. A wonderful prize.
That could start the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230 that we're giving away on Friday, December 14th.
And if you're from the New York area, Amtrak's going to get you down here, right?
Absolutely. Everybody else, I guess you're going to have to ask God to send you here.
Bingo.
Okay? Call 100 right now. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That's the last time I bring up goddamn God on this show.
Mm-hmm.
God always slows this show down.
That's right.
That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They can't fit all their junk in a G-string. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Hey, listen, I've been asked to say something to our affiliates. We didn't play like half of commercials today. But T.S. Half? We did as good as we could today. At the beginning of the show, we weren't exactly sure what was happening with the airplane.
Sorry about that.
You did fine. I mean, just talking percentages, you got a nice strong C.
Okay, so we got 70% of the commercials in today?
A little more than that, but that's...
All right, so...
Ballpark.
Just let that be a notice to you affiliates that we're not going to, like, play 45 minutes worth of commercials in a row right now.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So
today...
It's all good.
You take one for the team today.
Right.
All right, let's go to call number 100, and here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are.
Sweet.
Now, wasn't that simple?
That was very easy.
You didn't have to do a freaking thing on today's show to win. You know, we had a whole big rigmarole planned with the strippers. And
right.
As it turns out, well, the show went the way the show went today, and you get the key. What's your name, my friend?
Name's Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
Woodbridge.
Chris, you've won one of only 29 keys that could start the Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe, the hottest new car from Mercedes. You want to buy one of these babies. 6-month waiting list for the car. We're giving it away on Friday, December 14th. You put your big ham hand down there in the bowl, and if you pull out the key that starts the car, you drive away with it.
Great.
This car is courtesy of AT&T Wireless and SimplyWireless.com. Current offer from AT&T Wireless is $39.99 a month, 400 anytime minutes, unlimited nights and weekends for life, free nationwide long distance. Hit their website, please, at www.simplywireless.com, and thanks to AT&T. AT&T Wireless. And we'll see you at the key party on Friday, December 14th.
Great.
Beautiful, thank you. Hold on just a second. Now, listen, hopefully on tomorrow's episode, God willing, oh, there I said his name again. Yes,
there you go.
And the creeks don't rise. Tomorrow, we're going to get back to normal on the show.
Good. Yeah, and hopefully we'll have some answers by then. Know really definitively what's going on.
I think we can. Because I know that I had a weekend with some stuff I got to tell you about from the weekend. I know that today we were scheduled to have Lucille Ball, dead from heaven, commenting on the awful CBS special last night on her life.
I know.
So she'll be with us tomorrow. Later this week on the show, the debut of Dog Day Afternoon. Oh, I think you're going to like this. Much more than just singing dogs. Much more than singing dogs.
Yeah.
Tell you about that tomorrow. Gutterball action against the homos on Wednesday night. Friday, Stripper Pyramid. 6 teams of hot professional strippers playing the $20,000 pyramid for you guys for a chance to win a key for the Mercedes. And coming very soon, the Thanksgiving Turkey-tacular.
Ah, fantastic.
And all I can say is it involves turkeys that are defrosted.
Right.
And you will want to clip your nails.
Huh.
I'm not specifying if it's hands or feet. But you will want to clip your nails.
Life-threatening?
That's all I can tell you.
Dangerous?
No and yes.
Ah.
And the phone number is still 877-365-3636, national number, D.C. 202-432-1067, New York 877-692-1027. Now let's get an update on everything that's going on with Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it is looking more and more and more like mechanical failure that brought a passenger jet crashing into the Rockaway neighborhood of Queens, New York this morning.
Unbelievable.
New Yorkers are again devastated, needless to say as body bags begin to line the streets around the 130th. There were 255 people on board the plane, including 9 crew members. That plane bound for the Dominican Republic crashed shortly after takeoff at around 9:17 this morning. We are still waiting to hear why its scheduled 8:40 a.m. takeoff was delayed. American lost 2 planes in the September 11th attack. Today, that airline lost another. The Rockaway neighborhood lost 100 people in the World Trade Center attack. Many of those worked in the building. Others were cops and firefighters just responding to the report. A wing from the plane today fell into nearby Jamaica Bay. The fuselage sits atop a dozen homes in the Rockaway neighborhood where the resulting fire continues to rage. An engine fell at a gas station just 6 feet from the gas station's tanks.
We had a guy, if you remember this, like 3 hours ago, right at the beginning of the show. Dude calls us. He's at the gas station,
right,
looking at the engine.
Right.
Standing there, looking at the engine that fell off the airplane.
It came down, man. Neighbors responded to that very location with fire extinguishers and garden hoses. Construction workers ran and hugged. No word yet on casualties from today's crash, but Mayor Giuliani says there appear to be no survivors. He says New York is being tested once again, and that once again it will pass the test. At least 200 firefighters are still on the scene. There had been no reports of trouble from Flight 587, no threats reported from the government, no unusual communications from the plane. Fighter jets that still patrol New York skies saw nothing. One of the black box flight recorders has been recovered and is on its way back to Washington. Hundreds of investigators are on the case. And although a fire and possible explosion were reported before the crash, officials say the incident is looking less and less like an act of terrorism. That's not what we thought at first. New York went into a total lockdown, but now, this afternoon, the bridges and tunnels are open again in New York City. The buses are running. Even the airports have reopened, at least for incoming flights.
Good, 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 good.
Now, elsewhere, it's fun bringing people freedom. In the Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif today, women are walking around without veils over their faces for the first time in 2 years.
I hope they have video of that on the
baby.
We need some of that. You know what? Huh? We really do need some good news.
Women?
Baby. Man, what a nice mustache you got.
Stop it.
Baby.
Women have returned to their houses of worship to pray. That was not allowed just 4 days ago. On the radio, women are being told they have the same rights as women in other countries.
Oh, that's great.
The TV station's going back on the air. You'll be pleased to hear that, Don. And the schools that have been closed for over 2 years are opening again. Partly thanks to the U.S. bombing of the Taliban, the Afghan rebels have taken control of this strategically important town and several others. The rebels may be overly optimistic in claiming they've won back half of their country now.
Hey, you Afghan gills, show us your T's.
One step at a time. Baby steps. Now,
show us what you got under those veils.
Gotta be a
pretty amazing feeling, I would think.
Oh, my God. And they are. They're expressing incredible gratitude. Women, children, men, saying how happy they are and how free they feel for the first time in a very, very long time.
I hope they put that all over the news as well as the tragedy in New York tonight.
I do too, and I hope the rebels are not overconfident, and I hope that they are right when, against the advice of the U.S., they say they're ready to march into Kabul.
I want to send over, I want us to start dropping crotchless, what do you call those things they wear?
Panties? Crotchless?
No, crotchless leather burkas. You know those,
Well, the burkas what they wear on their head, though.
That's not the whole... No, that's the body thing. It's the burqa is the body thing.
I thought
isn't
the sari was there. Is that
No. Sari is India. The burqa
is just the hood. Isn't it?
No. The burqa is the whole thing.
So is the burqa that they put over their head? That's one piece all the way down to the ground.
It wraps around their head and all the way around their body.
Wow!
I want to send them crotchless leather ones.
Burqas. Well, they don't have to wear the burqas anymore.
I know, but it'd still be hot though. I mean, not
God. Use the fabric to make bikinis now.
It'd be hot. Send some crotchless leather burkas over there.
Mm-hmm.
Baby.
Leather. So, since the name came up, where does God stand on the U.S. bombing of Afghanistan? Well, to hear New York's Cardinal Egan tell it, he's on our side.
He's for it.
At a Veterans Day breakfast with Governor Pataki yesterday, the Roman Catholic Cardinal said that the murders of September 11th must answer for their outrageous crimes. Quoting him, "We will find the criminals. We will end their threats and their violence. We will bring them before the civilized world to answer for their vicious crimes. And all of this we do," he said, "because, O Lord, you are at our side in a cause that is good and noble, decent and right."
How are you doing?
Oh,
you know, we have a...
How you doing?
Hey. We're down here in the Pope Bunker.
No, it's God, Mike.
Oh, it's God. I thought I was the voice of God on the show.
I wanted to try it one time.
You sound incredibly like the Pope.
No, this is the Pope.
So now it's the voice of God. Hello, God.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
God, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How could you let Don beat me in fantasy football over the weekend?
He's so goddamn good looking. How could I turn him down?
I guess I have to understand that. How are things?
Well, it's not been one of my best days.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
I got too much to drink last night.
Yeah.
Too much buka.
Right.
Woke up late.
Well, can I ask you a question?
You saw what happened.
Yeah, it's been a horrible day. In the long run, is everything going to be all right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good to hear that.
F. Bin Laden.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
This is God.
Wait, exclusively on the Don and Mike show. That's pretty cool.
Hoping you guys get better ratings.
Ah, there's the amendment.
God bless the United States. And everybody give Don and Mike number one ratings.
I went through. Thank you for including that, God.
You're welcome, Mike. Oh, P.S., Mike.
Yes, Don.
God.
Uh-huh. Yes, God.
Yes is a fag.
Hey! I can't believe that.
Big fag.
I can't believe after all these years.
Big homo.
I can't believe that.
Sucks D.
What a mean God you are.
Oh, yeah? F with me and find out.
I'm not going to say anything bad to you, God.
Yaz is a butt pirate.
Thanks a lot, God.
You're welcome, Mike.
What do you say to God? Not that there's anything
He's feeling powerful
with
now because I'm not going to say anything because he's playing the role of God.
Why don't you come to my house sometime? Maybe I'd make things better for you.
I will. I'll try, God.
You come once a year on Christmas.
Well, let's not get happy.
You don't even come on Christmas sometimes.
Well, it depends on how good the Christmas party is.
Get it, God?
You're a funny man, Mike.
Thank you, God. Thank God.
You're welcome.
Thanks, God.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, God. Hey, God.
Yeah, Mike.
Have you met Buzz?
Have I?
Right. Yes. What do you think of that lifestyle?
One way ticket to hell.
No, I don't think you mean that. Just kidding.
Sinner.
Oh, wow.
World-class sinner.
Hey, he called you a WC sinner. I know that. We've worked things out.
I'm no DA.
He's just kidding.
I know that, God.
He's a kidder. He kids because he loves.
Thank God.
Thank me.
Thank you, God.
You're welcome, sinner.
The Red Cross.
Oh, boy. Naturally.
The Red Cross, you're not going to like this at all. The Red Cross may have to destroy one-fifth of the blood that it collected in the days after the attack on America. 20%.
Why?
I gave blood, like, 2 days after.
What the hell for?
Doesn't keep well, and they didn't need it. Blood collection experts warned the Red Cross not to collect too much blood in those early days for this very reason. The lack of survivors made it clear early on that large quantities of blood would not be needed.
I thought they freeze it.
They do, but even under those circumstances, it doesn't preserve very long. It doesn't keep very well.
I never knew that.
Why don't they put it in Jell-O?
The Red Cross has already sold some of the blood that it collected in those days. It will now burn what it cannot use.
This is delicious Jell-O.
Buzz, hold on. Let me see what's happening here. Hey, Vinny, Don and Mike show. Hello, Vinny. Are you there, Vinny?
Speak to us, Vinny.
How about Andrew? Andrew.
We don't hear anything.
Don and Mike show. Did I screw the phones up?
No.
Andrew. Well, did I do something when I was doing that reverb thing?
Are you potted up over here? You should be.
Oh, I got it. Hello, Vinny? Andrew?
Now hey, how
you
doing?
Yeah, now I hear you. I got it. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. You know, you can't hear the show on hold on the New York line.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay. I have a feeling in Afghanistan, after the women take the veils off, we're going to want to put them back on.
No. No, stop that.
Could be, man. Hello, Zoe. Hey, Zoe.
Yes, hi. Actually, he's wrong. Don't you guys remember the National Geographic from the mid-'80s? With the girl with the really piercing green eyes.
Yeah.
Is that an Afghani woman?
Yes, it was.
Beautiful woman there.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right. Thank you, honey.
Put the veils off.
All right. Cool.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And
Oh, hold on. Who is this? Cynthia. Hey, Cynthia. Hi. Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. You guys seem to be really macho guys, but I'm a
woman. Oh, no, not at all.
No, not at all.
We're giant pussies.
We are the biggest pussies you'll ever meet.
I hate to see the airlines on their knees like this, whether this is terrorism, accident. But when I was single, going out with airline pilots was top priority, you know, and every time one of them goes down, I really hate to lose good man flesh like that.
Yeah, well, you like going down, don't you?
Well, anyway, I was in California when terrorists tried to hijack a military aircraft.
Where are you calling from now?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, okay.
This was outside of March Air Force Base. And I remember going to different congressmen and reporting the terrorism, and they just didn't want to listen at all. But it seems that the airline industry has more powerful because they're so capitalistic. You know, we've really tried to help businesses thrive in this country, especially the airlines, and they just get all the power. Well, they get over, you know, over security all the time.
All right, Cynthia, listen, I got to go. I got a priest on the line who's pissed that we're doing these God bits. Why not today? Hello, Father.
Yeah, how you doing?
Now, did I get you with that at all?
Not like you've gotten me in the past,
got
but
me.
You got me enough where I wasn't expecting this gentleman.
This dang gone terrorism is dumb.
Thank you, Father.
Hi, guys.
It's Father Thomas Gavin.
Hello, Father Gavin.
How you doing?
Hi, fine, Tommy. Hi, Tom.
No, watch it.
Watch what, Tom? Tom?
Yes.
What? What can we do for you?
That's why I didn't come up to Winchester, because I didn't get a ride up there.
Oh, to see Mike's band on Saturday night?
Yeah.
What do you mean Winchester?
Warrington.
Oh, I'm sorry you couldn't get a ride.
I will get a ride sometime soon.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Father.
No.
I can't wait. Well, I was really disappointed you didn't show, Father.
I'll be at the next one at Main Street.
Tom, you've won 2 quarts of type O positive blood, courtesy of the Red Cross. Hold on a moment, please.
There you go.
Not entirely fresh.
Here's the man who's...
I got another one.
Here's the man who's in charge of destroying all the blood for the Red Cross. Tom Gavin.
Got a ball, players will be at MTV and Andale Wednesday night.
Right. You mean AMF?
AMF.
Right, we'll see you there, Tom.
And also...
Okay, no, I gotta go. Enough, yeah. Tom. Hello,
MTV.
Do you realize he can't even spell AMF?
Right.
Dion.
Do I realize it?
Dion, hello?
Yes, is this Donna Mike?
Yeah, hi, honey.
Hi. I was just calling to comment on your comment earlier. I wanted to say that God, he saves a plane every time each one lands into their destination. Every time a plane has gone to its rightful destination, I believe that's God and that's Him.
Well, good for you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Good outlook.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
D-A-C.
It was a compliment. Jesus Christ.
She was a D-A-C.
Oh, wow. Those are strong words. You invented them, though.
Me damn right. Okay, Buzz, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Osama bin Laden said, "We don't know anything about it," when he was asked about the anthrax in the U.S., and then he laughed. The FBI doesn't seem to think it's him. Their profilers say it is an American male, probably a scientist. Americans don't buy the FBI's story, though, or bin Laden's denial. A CNN Time magazine survey shows that 63% of us still think the anthrax attacks are somehow tied to bin Laden.
You're not going to believe this!
Survey also shows that 3 out of 4 of us don't think the U.S. government can prevent any new anthrax attacks. Bingo. So what part has Saddam Hussein played in all the trouble we've seen since September 10th? There's been a lot of debate about that in the White House, but a growing pile of evidence points to Iraq. Today we know that 2 more of the September 11th hijackers had ties to Iraq. Along with terrorist leader Mohammed Atta, 2 of the skyjackers who were also his friends met with Iraqi intelligence officials earlier this year. And a London newspaper says its source says Iraqi spies held at least 2 other meetings with other members of the 19-man hijacking team. CNN, half the story all the time.
That's what some 200 protesters were chanting outside the network's headquarters in Atlanta yesterday. They were protesting CNN's war coverage, which they say is too biased toward the U.S. They say CNN doesn't report on the suffering of the Afghan people. Some of the protesters wore bandanas over their faces, which is how a few of them got arrested. The county has a law dating back to the heyday of the Ku Klux Klan.
Heyday.
That prohibits appearing in public with a mask.
Buzz, hold on now. I'm sure I'm being set up on this.
Probably.
It says line for terrorism expert. Okay?
Well, let's see what's going on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Heyday.
How you doing, guy?
Well, you say you're a terrorism expert. What can you tell us?
Hating.
So how you doing, guy?
How you doing?
How you doing, guy?
Anything else you'd like to add?
Hating.
Okay. Bye-bye. There he is.